time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening. Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State and Northeastern State, game two of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. The Northwest Women with an exciting finish with a 67-64 win over Northeastern State. Along with Matt Quarter, I'm John Coffey. This men's game, Northwest coming in with a 13-5 overall and 6-3 MIAA record. Northeastern State a 14-4 and 7-3. In conference play, Matt, a very big game for this Northwest men's team.
Yeah, you look at positioning in the MIAA, and Northwest right now in third, just a half a game behind Northeastern State. And the winner of this one obviously will hold on to second place all alone. The Cats right now 2.5 games behind Central Missouri for the top spot in the league. So it's going to be big for the Cats in that sense in terms of trying to move up in the standings and stay as high as possible in the standings, especially as they start a stretch where they play 6 of 9 at home through the latter part of the season and through February. And for Northwest, they're going to have to do that. Obviously, they've been playing for a while without their best player out in the guard position, but going to have to add to that their best player inside with Dylan Starzl out here tonight.
Yeah, and that really changes a lot of what they want to do as far as game planning for tonight's ball game. And we'll hear more from Coach McCollum about that a little bit later. But he says they've had to change their offense a couple times due to Deshaun Cooper being out now for at least 2 weeks to change things around a little bit with Dylan out of the lineup.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, and you look at, obviously, they've got some depth, and you think about that, but those two guys have been playing 4 and 5, and now you're going to have to change up the way you use other personnel just other than those guys inside. Like Tyler Funk is going to have to play a little bit more of the 4 like he had been playing earlier in the season, but they've gotten him away from that a little bit. So, yeah, a lot changes with one injury. The impact definitely runs a little bit deeper than what you might think.
Northwest and Northeastern State back with more right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Northeastern State. This Northeastern State team, as mentioned a little bit earlier, 14-4 overall, 7-3 in conference play. They're coming off a four-game winning streak coming into tonight's matchup. And this is a team that went 5-21 last year, playing as an independent before that 16 years in the Lone Star Conference. They really turned things around this year.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, and part of that is experience. It was kind of a rebuilding year last year, which actually isn't a bad year to do it. When you're not in a conference, you know, you're playing as an independent. Why not? What do you got to lose? Why don't you set yourself up to try to have some early success when you do get into the MIAA, and it looks like they've been able to do that so far.
Northwest and Northeastern State will be back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
Don Foley, a Creston, Iowa native, graduated with a master's degree from Northwest in the summer of 1978 and says he enjoyed his relationships with his instructors during his time on the Maryville campus.
I worked on a graduate degree in agriculture, kind of the agriculture business area, and just had some outstanding professors, a couple of which I've kind of maintained a little bit of contact with, and I know just retired from Northwest here in the last couple of years or so, in fact, and I think that made a lot of it easier for me and made it something that kind of helped the experience during the time.
Foley says his education from Northwest helped form the base of a very successful career in agricultural lending.
I took a lot of those experiences, whether it be working with livestock or farmers in general, and understanding their complex financial needs and putting that to use. And also, I think, working on communicative skills and things that I could use to kind of help better position myself to do a good job for a lending company for the rest of my lifetime.
Foley recently was named to the Northwest Foundation Board and says he's looking forward to giving back to the university.
When the opportunity came up to devote some time to the foundation and do some work toward the continual improvement of Northwest, I jumped at the opportunity.
Foley has been a successful high school and college basketball referee and baseball umpire for 35 years and has been inducted into the Iowa High School Coaches and Officials Hall of Fame.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to the pregame show as Northwest Missouri State gets set to take on Northeastern State this evening at Bearcat Arena. And we're joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And, Coach, it's good to say that we're at Bearcat Arena tonight.
Yeah, it's nice to be back at home and you know, in your own environment that you practice in every day. You know, also, you know, nice that we don't have to drive, you know, 3-4 hours after we play. Regardless if you win or lose, those trips are never fun. But, no, we're excited, and you know, I think we're going to have a good crowd, and we're going to compete and see what we can do tonight.
Coming off a loss to Central Missouri Saturday afternoon in Warrensburg, and I think probably the main thing that came out of that, losing Dylan Starzl for a couple of weeks as he tried to take a charge in the first half and out with a knee injury. And what does that do to your team right now as you try to look at the next couple of weeks with your squad?
Well, I guess to the outside and even to us, I think you have to adjust a lot of different things. Number one is our best post defender. He's our best box out guy, rebounder, and he's our best low post scorer. And he's probably our best communicator other than Bryston. So there's a lot of different things that he brings. Again, though, that's not an excuse to not play well tonight, and we're not going to use it as that, and we're going to move forward and figure out how to win with this group, and other people are going to have to step up.
And you've got some guys that have played well inside.
Yeah, and they'll be fine. I think Grant might have a coming out party tonight, and you know, the rest of the guys have an opportunity to show what they can as far as the guards, because we'll have to go small. So it'll be a fun night. It'll be fun. The guys got to compete and get after it.
Now you're facing a Northeastern State team right now, a half game in front of Northwest in the MIAA standings in second place, a team that really has been playing some pretty good basketball the last few weeks.
Yeah, they're playing great. I think they're every bit as good as Central. They really move the basketball. They share it. And they've got two really effective scorers with a couple shooters surrounding them. So we're going to have to compete, fight through screens, and just get after them for 40 minutes and hope for the best.
Anything as far as the matchups that are key for tonight?
No, not really. Just team defense. Just play our defense and offensively play the same. So we're nothing in particular.
All right. Well, Coach, good luck, and we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
For the second consecutive year and third time in 4 years, the Northwest cheerleading team carries the Universal Cheerleaders Association Division II National Championship to Maryville. Head coach Jason Sack says the team is more than a team, they are family.
They always get together during those two-a-day practices. They would get together and have like game board nights, pasta nights, that kind of stuff. They do lots of stuff together that's not required by me to do for them. They do it on their own. They want to get together and do some things. They really try to, both groups, they try to break up the monotony of being here for so long and being stuck in the gym by themselves alone.
Sack says the music selection has to do with the attitude of the group.
The music kind of usually fits with, number one, what the kids are motivated by, and number two, kind of their overall attitude. I mean, both of the groups had in their song choices one of a song called Work Hard, Play Hard. So that was something that really kind of they focused on this year, was working really hard and, you know, enjoying what they're doing. So that's how they're playing.
Sack says they were scared the team wouldn't be where they needed to be when viewing the competition.
It was close. It was cheer won by 1.4. And in steppers, when they finished for hip-hop, there was 1.6 between first and fourth place. So both groups were, I mean, not exactly leading out in front of everybody, just cleaning everybody out.
Seniors Jesse Kranick and Randy Myers say despite stereotypes of cheerleaders, the team eats healthy and are not anorexic.
No, God, no. If somebody knew how I ate, they would be embarrassed for me. My mom always says that I eat like a linebacker.
Senior Reed Operella says the national championship puts Northwest on the map.
I couldn't be happier with getting back-to-back championships. You know, I'm proud to leave my legacy on the team, and hope going forward, you know, people can, you know, come on in and realize that we have a winning mentality here. So let's work hard, play hard.
Head coach Jason Sack says another national championship means excellent recruitment for the coming years, with many graduating seniors.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State and Northeastern State in a game two of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. Again, earlier tonight, the Northwest women, winners over Northeastern State, 67-64. Lineups look like this. Again, as we heard from Coach McCullough, a little bit of a change in the starting lineup for the men due to Dylan Starzl being out with the knee injury. Grant Kozad stepping in and starting in his place. Grant started a game earlier this year. He's a 6'8 sophomore out of Kearney, Missouri, averaging nearly 7 points and 4 rebounds a game. Kyle Slake also inside, a 6'10 a junior from Firth, Nebraska, averaging 5 points and 5 rebounds a contest. One of the four spots, D'Angelo Haley, a 6'3 senior out of Detroit, Michigan, and Kankakee Community College. He's leading Northwest in scoring with a 14-point-per-game average. He's also pulling down nearly 5 rebounds a contest, and he's hit 33 three-pointers on into the season. Tyler Funk also in the lineup, a 6'3 junior, also from Kearney, Missouri, averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds a game. And Bryson Williams, a 6-foot senior out of St. Joseph, averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds a game. So that's the way the lineup will look for Northwest Missouri State. For Northeastern State, under head coach Larry Gibson, the lineup will look like this. At a guard is Brighton Hobbs, a 6-foot junior transfer from St. Louis, Missouri, transferring into the program from Pratt Community College, and it's really made a difference for this program. He's the MIAA Player of the Week this week, averaging 17 points and 4 rebounds a game. He's been Player of the Week twice here in the month of January. He's fourth in the MIAA in scoring and fifth in the conference in assists, averaging nearly 5 assists per ballgame. Also to guard Ethan Anderson, a 6'3 senior from Seaborn, Texas, averaging 11 points and 4 rebounds per game. 3 forward lineup, Landon DeMasters, a 6'4 sophomore redshirt out of Van Alstine, Texas, and a transfer from St. Edwards out of San Antonio. He's in the lineup along with Jermaine Bransford. Bransford, a guy who set out last year, was back in the lineup this season, a 6'7 senior out of Sand Springs, Oklahoma, putting together a heck of a season, averaging 16 points and 10 rebounds per game. He's been the MIAA Player of the Week a couple of times this season. Double-double in 9 of his last 12 games and leads the MIAA in rebounding. Also, Marcus Shepard, a 6'4 junior transfer out of Vivian, Louisiana, and a transfer from Southern University at Shreveport, averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds a game. That's the way the lineups look. Northwest at 13-5. They're 6-3 in the MIAA. Northeastern State coming in at 14-4, 7-3 in the conference, and they're a half game in front of Northwest in the MIAA standing. So a win tonight for Northwest will get them back into sole possession of second place, trailing Central Missouri. So a big matchup coming up tonight for both of these teams here at Bearcat Arena in the first meeting between Northwest and Northeastern State as members of the MIAA. Teams have met a couple times in non-conference play, but the first time as a conference member. So we'll be back and get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Two Northwest Missouri State baseball players have been named to the 2013 National Collegiate Writers Association Division II preseason all-region teams. Junior Eric McLaughlin was selected to the first team Central Region as a utility player after earning All-South Central Region honors last season. Junior outfielder Ryan Abernathy was selected to the second team. Abernathy was named to the first team All-MIAA in 2012. The Bearcats open up the 2013 season February 8th at Arkansas Monticello. Their home opener is set for February 20th when they host Nebraska Kearney at Bearcat Field.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. While we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Gorder, when you look at these two teams, very similar type of uniforms for what Northwest has on the road. A little bit of a different look, but still same type of color scheme. This Northeastern State squad in their green trailing uniforms with the white numerals, while Northwest with a look that we haven't seen for quite a while, the white uniform with the black trim down the side and the numerals, and wearing their white shoes at home here. So kind of nice to see Northwest in the home whites.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, we've only seen it once this month, once since, I think, what, December 17th or something like that. So that's just unheard of. But, hey, they're here, and the good news about it is they've gotten through that stretch. They've gotten through that stretch with a pretty good conference record as well. You know, really, I think the most disappointing loss we've seen so far was here at home against Lincoln. Those road losses that we saw from Northwest in the conference, kind of understandable, especially when you consider the opponents, that sort of thing. But, you know, the Cats get to turn the tables now. They get six out of their last nine here at home, and they're in a position where if they win the games that you're supposed to at home, they could be right atop the MIAA. You know, for example, we talked about it on Saturday with Central. Yeah, they're first in the MIAA, but they've been exactly opposite. They've played a home-heavy front end of the schedule. Now they've got to do a lot of traveling on the back end. And I think if you ask just about any team, if you're going to have to do that, where you do have a long stretch at home or a long stretch on the road, you want to do those road games early on in the season rather than doing it late in the season where the legs and the brain is already a little bit tired. And, you know, you got to be honest, Bearcats had to feel a little road weary, especially those last couple of games. You know, you just... it gets old having to go through the road routine that much. So they've gotten through it. Now let's see if they can take advantage of all the home games they're going to have.
And one thing about it, too, they've got home games against some of the top teams in the MIAA. There's going to be some very big games to be played here at Bearcat Arena in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, that's, and, you know, that's the fans' patience will pay off. The fans haven't been able to see too many games, but they're going to see some great basketball from here on out, and that means it's paid off for them as well.
Kyle Slake will jump center for Northwest at 6'10", and he'll jump it up against Jermaine Bransford at 6'7", as senior. Will Lindy will toss the ball up. The other two officials, Doug Vitava and Trent Lovewell, and we're ready to go as Northeastern State. The Riverhawks will go from our right to our left. Into the front court goes Brighton Hobbs. Welcome addition to this Riverhawk team. Came into the program late this summer, or this past summer, and he's made a difference for the Riverhawks. He has it off the right wing as Northwest opens up man-to-man defense. Bransford takes the bounce pass low post, spins on Slake. Yeah, at the right side, kicks it back out to the top, off the left side for Ethan Anderson. Looks on the left now for the Masters. Out front, finds Hobbs. Hobbs with the dribble out front with six on the shot clock. Tries to lob it in, is picked up into the lane by Bransford. Spins, fade away over Slake from six off the left side. Good. So Bransford knocks it down, makes it a 2-0 Riverhawk lead over Northwest. Williams will hand off on Weave out front and gets it to Haley. Now a little left for Kozak, getting the start in place of Dylan Starzl. In the lane, turn around, hook shot won't go. Slake trying to fight for the rebound on the baseline, but it's picked up by the Riverhawks. On the fast break to the top of the key goes Hobbs. Looks on the right wing, gets it to Shepard, steps inside the arc, takes the jumper, knocks it down. Shepard with his first puck of the game, and it's a 4-0 lead for Northeastern State over Northwest. Bryson Williams in the front court left, goes cross court right side, finds Haley to the free throw line, bounce pass low left for Cosette, spins left, leans in, up with a shot on the blocks, won't go, fight for the board, and is pulled away by Hobbs once again. He clears it out, 3-on-3 break to the free throw line, steps up, takes a jumper out front, misses it, rebound Haley for Northwest, and he'll race the other way. From our left to our right, in the front court left side, out front Slate, Cutrells, looks right side for Funk, low right for Cosette. Kozak kicks it back out front. Left side on the left goes to Williams. Williams through the lane, drives, and as he drives down that left side, a whistle and a foul just kind of threw that off the backboard, and we've got a block foul coming up, and this will go on Landon the Masters. That'll be foul number one. This will get Bryson Williams to the free throw line, 6 foot senior from St. Joseph Lafayette. Williams averaging 77% at the free throw line this year. 26 of 34. Free throw on the way. Good. A 4-1 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing in Northeastern State. Riverhawks out of Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Second free throw rims out. And the rebound to Northeastern State. Hobbs will take it across the timeline. Looks right side for DeMasters. Off of the right wing, Shepard. Now left for Hobbs. Hobbs dribbles out near the timeline, looks off the right side, gets it to Anderson. Anderson out front, looks left side, Hobbs down the lane left, cut off as Slake steps out, brings it left side for Bransford, drives through the lane to the runner, it's good as he banks it in. 6-1 the score, Northeastern State in front of Northwest. Williams in the front court off the left side. Goes cross court right side for Funk. Cross court left, Haley. Off the left wing, Williams. Drives to the left baseline. Tries to dish inside for Cozette. As he does, a foul coming up on Northeastern State. Will Lindy to make the call, and this one will go on Brighton Hobbs, who will pick up his first foul. Brighton Hobbs was guarding Bryston Williams of Northwest. And Bryston Williams will inbound baseline left. Gets it into the left corner for Haley. Haley dribbles to the left wing, sets up, wants the three, runs out, rebound, right side. Hobbs, who does a good job crashing the board that time as he lost the handle on it, and goes off with the official Will Lindy, and he picks it back up. Goes right side, puts on the right, and gets it to Anderson. Anderson to the top of the key. Crossover dribble, high post right for Bransford. Bransford between the circles. Hobbs looks right side. Anderson now on the right wing. Finds Sheffer trying to look low, stepping in front of Schlake for Northwest. They want to go low for Bransford, but Schlake anticipated well against the steal. And for Schlake, that's his seventh steal of the season. Now to Haley, free throw line. Lobs it and throws it away. Trying to go low post for Schlake off the left side. Overthrown and out of bounds.
He thought Schlake was going to cut all the way to the basket, and Schlake had stopped about 2 or 3 feet outside the lane, expecting the lob over there. So some nonverbal communication, miscommunication there by the two.
Schlake goes to the sideline. And into the ballgame, Alex Sullivan, so Northwest with a much smaller lineup now. Off of the right side on the wing, Shepard for Northeastern State. To Bransford, out front left for DeMasters. Looks on the left for Hobbs. Picked up by Funk, bounce pass right side, goes to Bransford. Out on the perimeter, will hand off to Anderson. The left-handed dribble now backs out between the circles. They swing it to the right wing. Hobbs with seven on the shot clock. Left-handed dribble through the lane. Jump stop. Squares a nice little scoop pass, and he gets it to Bransford off the blocks off the right side, and he slams it down. It's an 8-1 Northeastern State lead over Northwest. Williams into the front court off the right side. Dribbles top of the key. Sets up. Now dishes right and finds Cozad wide open. Cutting to the bucket off that right side. Lays it up and in off the glass. And an 8-3 game now. Northwest trailing at Northeastern State. Off the right side, Anderson. Finds cutting down the lane right, Shepard, and a fadeaway won't go. Fight for the board. Haley clears it away for Northwest. Outlet left side for Williams. Dribbles down that left sideline to the left wing. Accelerates to the left baseline. Runner off the glass won't go. Whistling a foul as Williams knocked to the floor. And this one to go up on the Riverhawks.
You know, this is a third straight game Northwest has encountered a family affair. We saw Southwest Baptist with the Gios on the men's side. And then at Central, you had the Slifers, husband and wife on a coaching staff for the women, son playing for the men. And then you've got coaching brothers, Randy and Larry Gibson, the head coaches for the two teams tonight. Brothers, so it shows you how important family is, I guess, in the MIAA.
Bryson misses the second free throw. Ben Shepard picked up that foul up first. Yeah, when you look at the Gios, he had not only had father and son, but a mother all, father and mother coaching, the son playing, and then, as you mentioned, a similar type of situation last week, and Williams hits the second free throw. And for Larry Gibson, a guy that is celebrating 10th anniversary of a national championship for this Northeastern State team, back in the 2002 and 3 season, winning the national championship. 8-4 the score. Northeastern State in front of Northwest. Off the right side to Masters. Brings it out top the key. Anderson wants the top of the key jumper. A three-pointer good. And it's now an 11-4 game. Northeastern State in front of Northwest. Now out front, a whistle and a foul. And this one will go on Jermaine Bransford. Going to call for a push-off there away from the ball with Cozad, and the foul going on Northeastern State. That's their fourth team foul. Northwest yet to be called for a foul. Into the ball game, Matt Wallace steps in place of Bryston Williams, and Wallace will inbound left side for Sullivan. One dribble out front left for Connor Crooker, who's checked in as well. Now to Wallace, to Sullivan, left side Crooker to the left wing. Pulls up out near the timeline with the pass to Wallace. A chest pass to the right side, finds Sullivan. Now cross court left is Wallace. Shot clock's at 18. Just over 15 minutes left in the first half. Crooker to the left wing. Drives the lane. And back pedals. Goes low left for Cozette. In the lane with a little hook. Won't go. Tip in is good. Following the play, Matt Wallace tips it in with his right hand in an 11-6 game. Northwest trailing. Brighton Hobbs walks it across the timeline. Looks off the left wing. And finds left side Shepard. Out near the top of the key, Anderson. Looks left side, and it goes off of Bransford. Picked up left side, though, by Shepard hustling after. Now off the left side is Anderson. Out to the top of the key, DeMasters. Finds Anderson. Long jumper out front off the front of the rim. Rebound to Funk for Northwest. Outlet goes to Wallace on the break left side. Crooker down the lane. A little runner on the way. Good. He put it up and in over Marcus Shepard. Elite High tried to block that. Aaron Crooker got it to fall, and it's an 11-8 game. Northwest Missouri stayed down. 14-12 left in the first half. Anderson left side trying to go low. Left Dustin Bransford in a double team with the dribble. Stripped out of his hands by Funk. Will get called for the foul. And a break in the action as well. 14:05 left in the first half. It's Northeastern State 11, Northwest Missouri State 8. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub-sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest trailing Northeastern State 11-8. Gordon, Northwest off to a little bit of a slow start here.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, who knows if that has to do with playing for the first time without Dylan Starzl in the starting lineup, trying to adjust to the changes that they've had to make because of that. That might be part of it, and, you know, hopefully as time goes on and they get more time on the court, they'll come out of that.
Christian Mack will check in the game for Northeastern State. He'll inbound off the right side, gets the inbound to Anderson. Low right for Bransford into a double team. Spins on Cosette, fadeaway, rims around and in. As Maine Bransford, who leads the team in scoring, averaging almost 16 points a game, makes it a 13-8 Riverhawk lead over Northwest. Wallace left side to Crooker down the lane. Rather, that's Funk down the lane. Misses the layup and the rebound put away by Anderson. Allett on the right side. Mack brings it out between the circles for Anderson. The left side is John Miller. Goes cross-court right side for Mack. Low post right. They go into the blocks. He goes to DeMasters. Kicks it out front and a jumper good. The pass went out front. And Bransford knocks down the shot out front. Not only is he good inside, but outside as well. 15-8 the score. Northeastern State in front of Northwest. Wallace on the right side. Goes high right for Cozad. Cozad now turns, faces the bucket. Steps out, wants the jumper, and it rims out from 10, and the rebound pulled away inside and pulled down by DeMasters. They bring it to Mack across the timeline, right side Miller. Miller goes low, and then stepping in front of the pass was Crooker, knocks it loose, chased out by Miller out front, and a foul coming up, and this one will go on Alex Sullivan, trying to go for the loose ball, and that will be his first foul. Second team foul on the Bearcats. Bryson Williams back in the game. And Kyle Slake enters as well. Cozad getting his first breath of the game. Funk goes to the sideline. Inbound to the backcourt. Goes to Mack. He'll take it across the timeline. Looks off the left side for Miller. High post left Bransford. Guarded by Slake. Looks left wing for Mack. He'll bring it out top the queue. Slake checks off on him. Goes right side with the pass for Miller. Patient Northeastern State team out on the perimeter for the Riverhawks. Looks on the right side to Masters. Now high post right for Bransford. Now on a give and go, gets it to the Masters, puts it up and in lane and a foul. And this one will come up on Northwest. And this foul go on Connor Crooker will pick up his first, sending DeMasters to the free throw line. 17-8, Northeastern State in front of Northwest. DeMasters at the line. Puts up the free throw and knocks it down. Well, he's got 3 points, and it's an 18-8 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing. Off the left side, Crooker wants a three. It's off the front of the rim. No, Slake with the rebound. Low off the right side. Falls it up, misses, but is fouled. And we'll get a chance to go to the free throw line. 12:23 left in the half. Miller will pick up the foul. That'll be his first and sends Slake to the free throw line. Kyle this year, 50% shooter at the line, 12 of 26. And the first of two is good. It's first point of the game. Another one on the way. Nothing but net. So Kyle steps up, knocks down both free throws. And it's an 8-point game. Northwest Missouri State trailing with 12:19 left in the first half. Ethan Anderson with the dribble to the left side. Goes left wing to Master, out between the circles for Mack. Looks right side. Finds Bransford on the wing. Dribbles out top. Looks left side. DeMasters will scoop the pass out front. Left for Anderson. Now out front right. Miller knocks down a three. John Miller hits a three out front. His 21st three-pointer of the season and 11-point game. Northeastern State in front of Northwest. Wallace through the lane. Kicks it left side. Kirker. Kirker drives the lane to the buck on the left side. Rims around and in. As it went around a time or two before dropping down. Kirker with 4 points off the bench. 21-12. Northwest Missouri State trails. Anderson out of a double team. Right side Mack. Dribble with the left hand out near the timeline. Chased by Wallace. Looks on the left side now for DeMaster. Between the circles, Anderson. Picked up by Alex Sullivan. Northwest playing man-to-man defense. Left side is DeMasters. Out to the top of the key. Bransford trying to go back in the lane for DeMasters. Tipped loose by Bryson Williams. Williams on the left sideline across the timeline. 2-on-2 break. Takes it through the lane. Scoops the shot up and misses it, but is fouled. Pulled it off balance, going through the lane, but was still able to draw the foul. Christian Mack will pick up his first foul, and this will get Bryson Williams back to the free throw line. Bryson with two coming his way. He's 2 of 3 at the free throw line, and it is free throw good. Hobbs coming back in, and also John Schneider for Northeastern State. Sullivan to the bench for the Bearcats. And D'Angelo Haley in. 21-13. Northeastern State in front of Northwest. Williams' second free throw is good. Into the front court, Mack for Northeastern State. Finds cutting down the lane. DeMaster up the shot off the glass and good. Put it up over Slake. A tough shot. Got it to fall. And it's a 23-14 lead for Northeastern State. Wallace to the top of the key. Looks left side. Finds Haley. Haley now to Wallace. Drives. Goes cross-court right for Kirker. Between the circles finds Haley. Now back out front for Williams. Looks right side Wallace. Low post right side for Slate. Trying to post up for with John Schneider. Spins right. Leans in. Now double team. Kicks it out top of the key. Wallace. Wallace drives the lane. A little runner with the right hand. Won't go. And the rebound inside for Brighton Hobbs. Hobbs on a 2-on-2 break. Through the lane to the bucket. Through the double team. Misses the shot. Falls to the floor underneath the bucket. And a foul coming up on Northwest. Matt Wallace picks up the foul. That's his first. Fourth team foul on Northwest. And this will get Brighton Hobbs to the free throw line.
And before tonight, Hobbs with a little bit of a Northwest connection. He played his junior college ball at Pratt. And, of course, the coach there is Jesse Shaw, former Bearcat.
And free throw short by Hobbs. Tell you what, Hobbs has made a difference for this Northeastern State team. End of the ball game for Northwest. Funk also in is Lyle Harris. And Kozad back out. Second free throw is good. 24-14, Northeastern State in front of Northwest. 10.5 minutes left in the first half. Harris taking over the point duty. Takes the top of the key. Looks right side. Williams left wide open on the wing. Takes the three. Misses it. And it rims out and picked up inside by DeMasters for Northeastern State. Allett to Mack down the right sideline from our right to our left. Left side for Hobbs. Cross court right side. Gets it to John Miller. High post right for DeMaster. Cross court left Hobbs. Hobbs off the wing. Guarded by Funk. Drives behind the back with the dribble. Now a hook pass tipped away as it's knocked out of bounds by Williams. Trying to get to DeMaster. Cutting baseline. It will belong to Northeastern State after a timeout. 9:58 left in the first half. Northeastern State 24. Northwest 14. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Missouri State University's Office of University Advancement has announced a change in roles for two of its staff members to enhance its outreach, communication, and donor development efforts. Polly Howard has assumed the role of Director of Alumni and Donor Relations, and Steve Sutton has begun serving as Major Gift Development Officer. Howard, who had been a Major Gift Development Officer for the last 7 years, and Sutton, who served in the directing role during the same tenure, have switched roles.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest down by 10, trailing Northeastern State 24-14. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Northeastern State in their first year in the MIAA out of Tahlequah, Oklahoma. But Matt, Northwest has some fond memories of Tahlequah, with both the men and women going down on separate occasions to compete in South Central Regional play, and both came away with the regional championships down there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely been a good place for the basketball teams, as tough as it was for some of those that work on the basketball teams.
Got to know Tahlequah very well. Off the left side is Christian Mack. Gilling in front of the scorer's table. Goes across court right for Hobbs. Hobbs out front left for Snyder. Now back to Hobbs on the wing with one on the shot clock. Takes the jumper, knocks down the three off the right side.
Tell you what, they've hit some shots that just should not be going down that they've gotten to fall tonight. And that's going to make it a lot tougher on Northwest.
27-14, cast down. Bryson Williams drives to the bucket off the right side. Through the lane, lays it up with the right hand. He has 6 points, 27-16 Northwest down. 9:20 left in the first half. Mack off the right wing. Out front, John Schneider. Looks right side for Hobbs. Drives on Funk to the baseline. Now backs out. Takes a jumper from 17. Knocks it down as he falls to the floor. A foul coming up on Tyler Funk.
That's unfortunate because Hobbs started falling before any contact was made by Funk.
6 points for Hobbs. Tyler will pick up his first foul. Fifth team foul. Northeastern State with six. 29-16. The Riverhawks in front of Northwest. Wallace into the game. Funk will go to the sideline. Hobbs, junior transfer out of St. Louis, Missouri, at the line. And the free throw, good. 30-16, the Riverhawks in front. Just over 9 minutes left in the first half. On the left side, Haley finds Harris. Harris will dribble out front, goes to Wallace. Now on the right wing, Haley. Haley with the left-handed dribble. Now drives to the free throw line through the lane. A runner blocked away, and it's picked up by Northeastern State on the fast break. Hobbs pulls up off the left side, takes the jumper. High bounce off the rim, won't go. And the rebound to Northwest Missouri State. That last play started by Shepard with the block. Now down the other way, Haley on the drive. Another block, this time by Schneider, picked up by Hobbs. He races one on two through the lane. Left-handed scoop layup, won't go. Rebound loose on the floor, picked up by DeMaster. Tips it through to Schneider, cutting through. Misses the shot in the lane. And the foul on at Northwest as Lyle Harris will pick up the foul, his first. And this will get John Schneider to the line. An 80% shooter, hasn't been there that often this season. 12 of 15. A senior out of Lawrence, Kansas. Takes a deep breath, free throw. Rims in. 6'8 senior. Played at Independence Community College out of Kansas before transferring to the Northeastern State program, and hits the second free throw. 32-16, Riverhawks in front of Northwest. Into the front court, top of the key. Harris down the lane and dishes into the lane, finds Kozad coming through, lays it up and in. 32-18, Northwest trails, but nice play that trip down for the Bearcats. Hobbs into the front court. Looks off the left side, on the wing, finds DeMasters. Now top of the key, Miller. Looks right side, Hobbs. Northwest man-to-man defense. Out front left to Masters. Stripped out of his hands, and they're going to call a foul. Bryson Williams had the steal and had the breakaway, but they're going to call this one back. Bryson will pick up his first foul.
That's a frustrating one right there. It looked like Williams was going to just made a play that could help kind of turn things around in this first half for Northwest, but
Landon Masters goes to the free throw line. 1-of-1 from there this evening. 6'4 sophomore of Van Alstyne, Texas, knocks down another free throw. And he has 6 points total. 33-18, Northeastern State with the lead. It's been all Northeastern State in this first half. Second free throw on the way, good.
That calls a four-point swing. It went from being an old wide-open layup for Bryson Williams to two made free throws for the Hawks.
34-18, Northwest down. Right side, Haley on the wing. Finds Williams, takes it out front. Now finds Harris cutting through. Now pulls up his dribble right of the line. Stripped out of his hands by Hobbs. And here comes Northeastern State. Three-on-two break. Pass left side to DeMaster. Cutting into the bucket. Lays it up in and a foul as he is bumped going up with a shot. And this one will go on Northwest. Harris gets called for the foul. That's his second as DeMaster goes to the free throw line. He'll go to the sideline and Alex Sullivan into the game. At the line, DeMaster's free throw rims in. So not only Northeastern State doing well from the field, but taking advantage of getting to the free throw line. Now 8 of 9 at the free throw line, and they're leading 37-18, their largest lead of the game at 19. 7:33 left in the first half. Wallace out front, looks left side for Sullivan. Low left intended for Kozad, reaching over Snyder. He'll pick up the foul, knock the ball away, but just call for the foul. Seventh team foul on the Riverhawks. Kozad will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. Grant, a sophomore out of Kearney, getting the start tonight, starting in place of a fellow Kearney resident, Dylan Starzl. Dylan went out with a knee injury in Saturday afternoon's loss to Central Missouri. Kozad knocks down the first free throw. Boy, Dylan in that game just set up and took a perfect charge in the lane, unfortunately knocked to the floor and came up with a knee injury and is going to be out for a couple weeks. Kozad's second free throw, good. Now 37-20 game, Northeastern State in front of Northwest. White Knobs will walk it across the timeline, met by Wallace. Goes to the left side and finds on the left wing Shepard. Northwest in a 2-3 zone coming down this time. A team that stays with man most of the time and now into a zone. Out between the circles, Miller. Right side, Hobbs. Now drives, and a charge coming up as Hobbs went down the lane. Kozad slid over, took the charge, and the turnover will give it to Northwest.
I really think if Northwest works it right, they can probably get more charge calls against Hobbs. He's not exactly fully under control when he gets into the paint driving with the basketball.
Williams going to the sideline. Slake back in for Northwest. Wallace will walk it across the timeline. So Cats going a little bit taller lineup once again with Slake and Kozad both on the floor. Sullivan on the right wing. Gets a screen by Kozad. Goes cross court. Left side, Haley. Haley through the lane. Drives right side. Misses the layup. Rebound tipped inside. Kozad finding Fort. And a foul inside as he reaches in. And this will go on Northeastern State. Foul will go on John Miller. That'll be his second as Kozad fighting for that rebound in the lane. We'll get back to the free throw line. Ninth team foul on the Riverhawks. Kozad 2 of 2 from the line. Northwest trailing 37-20. Grant Kozad eyes the bucket. Free throw on the way. Good. Hit the front of the rim, the backboard, and then dropped in. Bransford back into the ball game for Northeastern State as Miller goes to the sideline. One more free throw coming to Grant Kozad. Trying to pull the Bearcats a little bit closer as his free throw is nothing but net. 37-22, Northeastern State in front of Northwest. Mack into the front court, right side Shepard. Now they go on baseline, driving Snyder, lays it up and in. As they found Snyder on the baseline, knocks it down. He's got 4 points, 39-22, Northeastern State in front of Northwest. Right side Wallace to the free throw line, through the lane, bounce pass left side Haley. Haley in the corner, goes along the baseline, Kozad, ball fake, up with a shot, off the glass, won't go. Slake tries to keep the ball alive, does, it goes to Slake, and it's knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. So the Bearcats will inbound, baseline left, 6:21 left in the first half, Northwest trailing 39-22. Wallace lobs it out front left, Kozad leaps up, brings it down, and hands off to Haley. Haley at the top of the key to the free throw line. Goes to a stop in the lane. Needs to find someone to pass to. Lobs it out front right. Wallace. Goes top of the key. Free throw line left. Now to Haley out front. Top of the key three. Misses too hard. Rebound. Kick will go out of bounds off Sullivan. And it'll belong to Northeastern State with 6 minutes left in the half.
One thing you want to see Northwest do, and they've got plenty of time to do it, is get they've got to get this lead down to single digits. Obviously, the closer the better, but you've got to get this into single digits going into the halftime locker room so it's not as big of a fight in the second half.
Northwest down 39-22. Out front left is Anderson. High post left for Bransford. Top of the key with it. Anderson trying to look and goes cross court left for Mack. He wants the three off the left wing. Nothing but net over Kozad. Christian Mack coming off the bench knocks down the three, his 13th of the season. And it's a 20-point game. Northwest Missouri State down off the right side. Kirker to the rim wing on the right side. Dribbles free the line, through the lane. A little runner with the left hand rolls in and a foul.
Tell you what, Connor Kirker looking more aggressive on the offensive end, looking to score. A lot of times we've just seen him out trying to be a distributor, work with the basketball. But now he's working his way into the paint, getting around the rim, and getting some scoring opportunities tonight.
Shepard at the line, left-handed free throw shooter, knocks down the free throw. And for Shepard, or not Shepard, for Kirker, Kirker knocks down the free throw, and he is a 100% shooter on the season on the at the line. 7 of 7, and he's hit his career high as a freshman with 7 points in this first half. 42-25, Northwest Missouri State in front, back into the front court. Looks out to the top of the key, Bransford. Bransford right side, finds Anderson. Now the back, it's off the left side for Marcus Shepard. High post left for Bransford, through the lane, back in. A little jumper is up, rims out, Kozad with the rebound. Now it goes to Wallace on the fast break into the front court right side. Riverhawks back on defense. Cross court left side, Sullivan. Again, man-to-man out of Northeastern State. Now to Bryson Williams. Drives the lane to the bucket on the right side. Good, and a foul as Williams went driving to the bucket and knocked it off the glass with the right hand, and we'll go to the free throw line. Have a break in the action as well. After that foul on John Schneider picking up his second, we've got a break in the action. Northwest trailing 42-27 in Northeastern State. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
42-27, Northeastern State in front of Northwest at Bearcat Arena. We're at a station break. Let's pause 10 seconds for a station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bryson Williams at the free throw line. He is fouled before the timeout. Hit the layup, goes to the line, and makes it a three-point trip down the floor. Nothing but net on his free throw. He's got 9 points in the first half. Northwest down 42-28. 4:48 left in the half. Into the front court left side, Mack goes. Pulls up out of a double team out front. Goes right side, Anderson. Back to Mack near the timeline. Looks on the right wing. Anderson with it. Spins on Wallace. Pulls up his dribble. Out front near the timeline once again to Masters. Now they look left side, Mack. Bransford low left. Double team knocked loose from behind by Williams, and it's picked up by Kirker. Kirker will take it across the timeline. 2-on-3 break. Pulls up at the free throw line and finds right side Sullivan. Out front right Kirker. Now to Wallace on the left side. Northwest down 42-28. Wallace just holds the ball out front. Waits for Williams to pop out. Takes the pass on the left wing to the free throw line. Takes the jumper. Takes a high bounce off the rim, and the rebound put away inside by Anderson for Northeastern State. Ellett, right side on the wing. Miller, guarded by Williams. Near the right sideline, lobs the pass and gets it to Bransford, who pops out high post right. Now to match between the circles. They look left side for Anderson. 20 on the shot clock, 3:45 left in the half. Right side, Miller. Quick pass right for Mack. Mack out on the perimeter. Looks to the wing on the right side for Miller. Low post, whistle and a foul. They go low with it for Bransford. Whistle and a foul here. Well, Lindy will make the call inside, and it goes on Grant Cozad. Will pick up his first foul. Ninth team foul on the Cats in the half. And this will get Bransford to the free throw line as he's posting up on Cozad. Low post off that right side. Bransford's first trip to the line. A good shooter at the line. 86% on the year, and he knocks down the free throw. And he has 13 points out of this first half. Second one on the way. Good. 44-22, Northeastern State in front of Northwest. Wallace into the front court left side. Takes it to the top of the key. Looks left. Sullivan. Gets a screen by Williams. Takes it top of the key. Now to Wallace. Left side for Williams on the baseline. Low left for Cozad. Posting up on Bransford. Hook in the lane. Good. And a foul. Nice strong move inside, and he'll get back to the free throw line as Bransford will pick up the foul, I believe. Let's see. They'll call this on Bransford. He'll pick up his first. And we'll get Grant Cozad to the line. Grant now in double figures with 10 points and a chance to make it a three-point trip down the floor. Snyder comes into the game as Bransford goes to the sideline. Cozad to the line. Grant 4-4 at the line tonight. Knee bend, free throw, and it's good. He's got a nice-looking free throw shot. It's a 44-31 game, Northwest trailing Northeastern State. 3:16 left in the half. Into the front court left side to Masters through a double team. Into the left corner for John Miller. Brings it out top of the key for Mack. Looks right side on the wing right. They get it to Snyder. Snyder out between the circles for Mack. Going right on Sullivan. Pulls up. Bobs it to the right wing to Masters. Picked up by Williams. Drives the lane through the lane. And a reach-in foul coming up on Northwest. Let's go on Bryson Williams. Bryson will pick up his second foul. And this will get Landon DeMasters to the free throw line. Shoots two. That's the 10th team foul on Northwest. Right-handed shooter at the line and nothing but net.
Just feels like Northeastern State can't miss tonight. They're shooting 71% from the field. They're 4 of 5 from three-point range and 10 of 11, now 11 of 12 at the free throw line.
Bordering on the ridiculous. You have to think they're going to cool off at some point.
Well, hopefully.
46-31, Northwest Missouri State trailing. Out between the circles, Williams, left side for Wallace, high post left for Cozad. Cozad squares, faces the bucket, now backs down the lane. A nice move, spin move down the lane off that left side. Spun away from Snyder and lays it up and in. 13 points for Cozad, 46-33. Northwest Missouri State trailing, half court pressure, left side pass for Miller. And he'll bring it back to Anderson. They go right side for Snyder on the perimeter. Picked up by Cozad. Left side for DeMasters. Left for Anderson to the baseline. Underneath bucket goes right side in the corner for Miller on the right wing. Now right side for Anderson. A three. Rims out. Rebound. Northwest. Tipped by Cozad. Picked up by Sullivan. Into the front court. Right side from our left to our right. Now to Cozad trailing on the play. Gives it to Kirker. Left side for Wallace. Under 2 minutes left in the half. Northwest Missouri State down 46-33. Wallace on the left wing. Guarded by John Miller. Drives past him as he gets a pick by Cozad. Underneath the bucket. Kicks it to the right wing. Open Sullivan to three on the way. Too hard. Rebound at the free throw line left to Williams and a foul. As he's bumped by Christian Mack. That'll be Mack's second foul. Good crowd at Bearcat Arena tonight. Been quiet for the most part, but beginning to make a little noise as Northwest trying to make a bit of a run toward the end of the half. Bryson Williams going to the free throw line. Shooting two. And the first one is good. He goes into double figures with 10.
Cats not too bad from the free throw line as a team so far either. They're 14 of 16 at the line tonight.
Second free throw. Good. Bryson with 11 points now. Northwest coming into the game. 12th in the conference at the free throw line, shooting 67%, doing well from there tonight, facing a Northeastern State team that is perfect at the line, or is the top team in the MIAA from the free throw line this season coming into this game. So that one's somewhat expected. Timeout by Northeastern State as they took it to midcourt. They've got 1:36 left in the first half. Northwest down 46-35. But, Matt, Northwest kind of slowly chipping away at this.
Yeah, like I said, you know, about 5 minutes ago, if the Cats can just figure out a way to get it to single digits by halftime, that's a good accomplishment for closing out the half. And You know, Cats haven't played terrible. We talk about Northeastern State shooting so well, right around the 70% mark. A lot of those shots, I shouldn't say a lot, we've probably seen four or five shots go down that you knew when they took the shot, there's no way they're going to make that, and it's fallen. And so they've had a few go down that you don't normally see, and that's what that's really what you have to do to be able to shoot that sort of percentage. But starting to come down a little bit, and if that can continue, Northwest can get right back in it.
Was a 20-point lead, cut to 11 off the left side. Miller finds it through the lane. Anderson now low right side. Snyder blocked away. Inside goes that, picked up by Wallace. Wallace will take it across the timeline. 1:22 left in the half. Into the front court off the left side. Brings it to Williams out between the circles. Williams drives the lane to the bucket off the right side. Blocked away by Miller. And he'll control it. Miller with his third block of the season. And his alley nearly stolen by Sullivan. Saved inbounds, though, by Mack. Picked up by Williams for Northwest. Through the lane to the bucket. Lays it up and in. Bryston Williams makes it a 46-37 game in the crowd at Bearcat Arena coming to life. Anderson into the front court. Out of fall trap, goes on the left side for Miller, back to Anderson between the circles, right side Mack, picked up by Sullivan, it's a screen by DeMasters, looks left side for Snyder on the perimeter, guarded by Cozette, 15 on the shot clock, 40 on the game clock, out between the circles Mack, left side Snyder, guarded by Cozette, 7 on the shot clock, tries high post, spins in the lane and forces the shot too hard, Cozette clears the rebound with 27 seconds left in the half and a timeout Northwest. 46-37, Northwest trailing Northeastern State, but Matt Gorder, the Cats back in this ball game.
Yeah, and one thing to look at is that shot by Snyder just a second ago with time running out on the shot clock, that would have gone early in this ball game. I mean, he forced it. It was a one-hander. He was kind of using the other hand to keep the defender away, and really kind of an ugly shot, but it just felt like shots like that were falling early in the ball game for Northeastern State. So now as that kind of subsides, we're starting to see Northwest work their way back into it. They've got it to single digits right now, so as long as they don't give Northeastern State another opportunity, they've got that accomplishment here at the tail end of the half, and of course, you know, can make it even better if they can get a big shot here at the end of the half.
Yeah, that's right. Now on a 6-0 run over the last 2:13. 46-37, Northwest Missouri State trailing as the inbound comes to Wallace for Northwest. 23 seconds left in the half. Northwest looking for the last shot as Wallace will walk her across the timeline, met by Christian Mack out front. Northwest with four players along the baseline. Now they'll break out of that as Wallace dribbles, brings it to Crooker. Crooker down the lane left with eight on the shot clock, puts it up and misses it. And the rebound pulled down by Anderson for Northeastern State, and they lost the handle on it. Mack was on the floor, and the ball rolls out of bounds right in front of head coach Larry Gibson.
Well, and Mack fell down. Snyder fell down. Neither of them had anybody close to him. They both just tripped and fell in different areas of the floor.
Inbound comes to Williams. Williams through the lane on the left side. Drives, lays it up, misses it at the buzzer, and that's the end of the first half. Unusual end of the half. Northwest Missouri State, though, cutting into a 20-point deficit at one point. It's now a 46-37 game. Northeastern State in front of Northwest. We'll be back to have more for you at halftime right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest trailing Northeastern State 46-37. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, a strong finish of the half for Northwest.
Yeah, you look at Northeastern State after they hit everything under the sun early in the ball game. They went the last 5 minutes and 42 seconds without a field goal. Their last 4 points of the half came at the free throw line. So the Cats defense, not that they played terrible early, but starting to get more misses late in the half.
One thing we saw out of that first half, Northwest playing man-to-man predominantly through the half. I think they came down on one, maybe two possessions for Northeastern State where they went to that 2-3 zone. And that kind of took Northeastern State out of the rhythm even when Northwest went back to the man-to-man defense.
You know, I think that's one thing that we have seen this year that has kind of worked for multiple teams. It hasn't been just one team or another, but switching defenses seems to cause opponents some problems, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see a lot of that through the second half of the season.
One thing Coach McCollum talked about in the pregame interview, he thought this might be a coming-out party for Grant Kozad. Kozad right now at halftime, sitting there with 13 points. He's also pulled down 5 of 5 at the free throw line and has 4 rebounds. Pretty good first half for Grant Kozad.
Yeah, Kozad has stepped up his play. We've seen Bryson Williams on the offensive end step up his play. He's getting back to the free throw line. That's a big key. I mean, we've seen him do that in his career, get to the free throw line a ton. He attempted 9 free throws in the first half, more than half of his points made at the free throw line. So that's been big. You know, we talked about Connor Crooker looking to score more often for Northwest. So, you know, when you have guys that are as good as a Dylan Starrs will go out, you just need some help from other guys stepping up, and it looks like a few have tried that so far today.
Northwest at 1 point down by 20 in the first half, trailing 46-37 at the half here with Northeastern State. Earlier tonight, the Northwest women with a good win over Northeastern State, winning 67-64. When we come back, Matt will be joined by the head coach of the Northwest women's team, Mark Kellogg, and talk about that one. That's coming up right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Vaquero Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 46-37. Northeastern State men with a lead over Northwest Missouri State at the half. A little bit earlier this evening, it was a 67-64 win for the Northwest women. And Northwest women's coach Mark Kellogg joining us. Coach, what a win for your team. We talked in the pregame just how important any win would be and just trying to, you know, boost morale, that sort of thing. But with a team like Northeastern State, that just amps it up to another level.
Yeah, no, that was a huge step for us in our program, and we're, you know, we've been waiting all year, not waiting, but trying to get a marquee win, and that's the best of the group so far. So, you know, it helps from the coaching standpoint, gets their attention a little bit more, shows them hard work, and the time commitment's worth something. So, I'm proud of the girls. I was really excited for them in the locker room to have this feeling against the quality team, and playing well at home, did enough to win again.
You've gotten a lot of good play out of Monique Stevens this year, but 6 threes tonight. Coming in, she only had 8 all season long, and that's got to make it fun. And against a team like this, you need somebody to step up and do something a little bit special, and Monique had that tonight.
Yeah, Monique was fantastic offensively, and then we assigned her to the best player, too, and she had to work really hard to get her points, so Monique was just fantastic tonight. And she can shoot the ball. She hasn't shot it very well this year, but we watch her shoot it. We chart shots. Like, she shoots the ball really well, which is going to be surprising to everybody else, and probably Northeastern tonight wasn't expecting that. But, no, she can shoot it, and we knew they were going to try to take away the inside game. We talked about all the guards are going to get looks. Just make it a good look and shoot it with confidence and expect it to go in. She was definitely doing that tonight.
It seemed like all your perimeter shots that you got were somewhat well-timed, because you would get some points inside, and then they'd start to collapse a little bit, and then you'd see somebody hit a three or two from the outside, and then you could kind of go back a little bit to the inside. That's kind of how you game plan it, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it was. And in the first half, we were really balanced. And I think that's when you saw that in particular, was we were going inside, and then they take away the inside, and we hit some big threes. But, of course, we made shots. I mean, that's really what was the difference tonight. We hit 12 threes and 24 attempts. I mean, you're going to win a lot of games if you make 12 and shoot it from 50% from the field overall and the three-point line. So we made shots, got up 18, and we knew a big lead against them didn't quite feel the same because they shoot so many threes, they can get back in the game in a hurry. And then hung on late, but that's something we hadn't been able to do in all these other games. We weren't finding ways to win, but, you know, we hit some big threes. Nelly hit a big three. Monique obviously hit some huge threes. Just made some big shots. Timber hit to the two big free throws. Meredy misses one, but at least we had made the ones before to give us a chance.
It seemed like defensively kind of switching things up a little bit, at the very least, made them work a lot harder, because like you said, you knew they were going to be able to hit some threes, but it seemed like they had to work a lot harder for them tonight.
Well, we went back in the first half to getting in our 2-2-1 press to try to speed them up and tire them out. They were going to get threes. We needed them to shoot tired threes where their legs are gone, and that's how you affect shooters more than anything else, and they don't have a lot of depth, neither did we, so we needed to get the game going. And they were stroking early, and then all those threes late in the first half were short and short and short. And then I didn't like our defense. We didn't score enough, turned it over too much in the second half to get into that press. We were playing probably too much zone because with so many turnovers. And I wanted to play a little more man zone, so we kind of scratched the zone there late when they hit a couple shots. But all in all, pretty proud of the team.
Well, it's short turnaround till at least you're back at home. We've seen a couple of short turnarounds where you had to travel again, but back here on Saturday against Emporia State. So it's got to be nice coming off of this win, even though it's short turnaround, right back at home. An opportunity for the team, really, to maybe build a little momentum here.
Yeah, there are. I mean, the quality of opponents is still, like, there's just no easy night or easy win. But, yeah, we're at home. We haven't lost at home yet in the league. And I keep telling our girls, as long as you win at home and find ways to win some on the road in league, like, when it's all done, you're going to be somewhere. I mean, we may not be at the top, but we're going to be right in the mix if we can do that. And we know we obviously had 6 out of 9 at home here to finish. So, yeah, we took care of business. We're protecting our home court. But, yeah, the challenge just gets probably a little steeper even Saturday.
All right, Coach. Well, good win tonight. We'll catch up with you on Saturday.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
That is Mark Kellogg, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women. Again tonight, 67-64 the final. Northwest with the win over Northeastern State. At the half of the men's matchup, 46-37, Northeastern State's lead over the Northwest men. When we come back, John will have a look at some of the first half stats. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
The Northwest Missouri State Athletic Department has announced the 2013 football schedule. 6 home games highlight the campaign, with the season opener at home with Saginaw Valley State out of Michigan on either September 5th or 7th. The schedule is the first since 2007 to feature 6 home games. Central Missouri will come to Bearcat Stadium for the first time in 3 years in week 2 of the schedule. Northwest and Pittsburgh State will meet for the 12th straight season at Arrowhead Stadium on October 19th. And homecoming will feature Missouri Southern on October 26th. The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back at Bearcat Arena at the half, Northwest Missouri State trailing Northeastern State 46-37. They never led in this game. As a matter of fact, they trailed by 20 at one point before making a run at the end of the first half. Looking at totals out of this half for Northwest, shooting 37% from the field, 11 of 30. A little 5 from three-point range, but they've got to the free-throw line 17 times, and they've knocked down 15 from the free-throw line. Turnover situation for Northwest, just 2 turnovers out of the first half, so doing a very good job keeping the basketball. Northeastern State hasn't turned it over all that often, 6 turnovers out of the half, but only 2 turnovers for Northwest out of that first half. Cats with 20 points in the paint during that, even without the play of Dylan Starzl, who's out for a period of time with a knee injury. But Grant Kozad picking things up inside. He has at the half officially 13 points from the first half, as he helps Northwest in scoring. Also for the Bearcats out of that first half, 13 points for Bryson Williams, the two players in double figures, and 7 points for Connor Crooker, tying a career high for Connor at this point. For Northeastern State, 2 players in double figures, Landon DeMasters with 12 and Jermaine Bransford with 12 points. Northeastern State shooting 63% from the field, 15 of 24, 4 of 6 from three-point range, and they're 12 of 13 at the free throw line for 92%. Northwest shooting 88% from the line. That's the way the totals look here. Don't forget Northwest back here at Bearcat Arena on Saturday afternoon. They face Emporia State. The women's game will tip off at 1:30 and the men at 3:30. We'll have the broadcast of both of those games beginning at 1:10 with our pregame on Saturday. Here again at the half, Northwest Missouri State trailing Northeastern State 46-37. We'll be back. Get ready for a second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Northwest trailing Northeastern State 46-37. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Bearcat Radio Network. All right, Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. 20 more minutes left to go on this one, Matt. And things look a lot better now than they did about midway through the first half.
Northwest was able to get the job done to the point where it's manageable. You know, so many times we've talked about how coming back from a double-digit deficit is just so hard to do. It's really weird. Even if it's 10 or 11 points, it just seems like it never works out. So the Cats are able to get it down to single digits. You know, if they can get a start to this half, like they finished out the second half. And I'm not saying that's something that has to last an extended period of time, but even just the first 2 or 3 minutes, come out playing like they did, they can make this a brand new ball game in a hurry.
Northwest will come out to start the second half. Connor Kirker on the floor, Bryson Williams, Grant Kozad, Alex Sullivan, and Matt Wallace. Northwest in their home white uniforms with the green numerals, black trim, and the white shoes at home and for Northeastern State, they're traveling green uniforms with the white numerals and black trim. Northwest will have the ball to start the second half as they go from our right to our left here at Bearcat Arena. Into the front court, Wallace to the top of the key. Gets picked by Kozad, dribbles down the lane right side, out front left for Crooker. Again, man-to-man defense out of Northeastern State. Low left side for Kozad, turns, faces the bucket, takes the jumper from 9, drops it down. Nothing but that. Grant Kozad picking up where he left off out of the first half. And Northwest Missouri State 40, trailing now 46-39. On the left side with it, on the left wing is Shepard. They look high post right for Bransford. Now top of the key, Anderson. Anderson down the lane left, driving on Kozak. Kicks it left corner for Hobbs. Hobbs into the left side, guarded by Wallace. Hobbs picked up a couple fouls and set a lot of the first half. Low left side for Bransford, and a double team takes it and misses it off the glass. And Crooker with the rebound, Northwest. Crooker in the front court, right side, Williams to the right wing. Out of Crooker, left side Wallace. Wallace to the top of the key. Looks left, Sullivan on the wing. Guarded by Brighton Hobbs. drives past him. Drew puts it up off the glass. No whistle and a block foul coming up. Or are they going to call the charge? Looks like the charge instead coming the other way. As Alex Sullivan will pick up the foul. That'll be his second. And the ball will go to Northeastern State. 46-39, Northwest Missouri State down. Into the front court off the right side. Hobbs looks on the right wing. Bransford. Now to Anderson. Through the lane. Kicks it back to Hobbs on the left wing. Guarded by Wallace. Back right side for Anderson. Anderson to the right baseline. Out of a double team. High post right for Bransford. Down the lane he goes. Drives and banks it in. Bransford. 16 points. And it's a 48-39 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing here. Wallace out front. Looks left side for Sullivan. Sullivan to the free throw line with the dribble. Down the lane he goes. Now into the right corner for Williams. Right side, Crooker on the wing. The three won't go. Rebound tip. And it's loose and will go out of bounds. It will go off of Sullivan, off his ankle. He is fighting for the rebound. Kozad and also Bransford inside. And will belong to Northeastern State. 48-39. Northwest Missouri State down. 18-13 left in the game. Hobbs across the timeline into... A ball in a ball trap there, and well, between the circles. Looks on the right wing, gets it to Bransford inside the arc, goes on the baseline right side, cutting to the bucket and putting up and in Ethan Anderson. 50-39, Northeastern State in front of Northwest. Now top the key, Wallace looks on the right side for Crooker to the right baseline with the dribble knocked loose, picked up by Bransford on inside four in Northeastern State. Now to Hobbs to the top of the key. The wing right pulls up. Cross court left side for Shepard. Guarded by Kirker. Cross court right for Hobbs. Left-hander dribble through the lane. A little runner on the way. Goes short and it's picked up by Bransford and a foul inside. This will go on Kozad. That'll be foul number two on Grant. Second team foul on Northwest. The Riverhawks yet to be called for a foul in the second half. Hobbs with the inbound into the right corner for Anderson. Out between the circles, Shepard. Marcus Shepard with the dribble on. Crooker dribbles off his foot and will go into the backboard. Over and back call coming up and will belong to Northwest.
That's the ultimate in unforced turnover right there.
Seen a couple of those out of Northeastern State. 50-39, Riverhawks in front of Northwest. Wallace into the front court. Dribbles to the top of the key. Pulls up, looks left wing. Crooker now top the key. Williams left side for Wallace. Wallace cross court right, Crooker getting a screen by Kozad down the lane and goes right side on the pick and roll, finds Kozad off the right in the blocks with the bounce pass, and Grant drops it off the glass. 50-41, Northwest Missouri State down. Cats down by nine on the left side into the corner is Shepard. Now to the free throw line, Bransford, a ball pick, drives the lane, and a charge coming up. It was Williams sliding over, taking the charge. Bransford picks up his second foul, first team foul of the half for Northeastern State. John Schneider into the ballgame, and that's actually Bransford's third foul according to the scorer's table, so he'll go to the sideline and Schneider in. It's a big foul. Cast down by nine with 16:47 left in the game. Into the front court, Wallace goes. Dribbles on the left side, finds Sullivan on the wing. He'll take a free throw line down the lane. He goes, a fadeaway runner off the glass. No, and the rebound inside, pulled away by Anderson for the Riverhawks. Gives it up to Hobbs. Into the front court, cross court right side, Anderson. Free throw line, scoops the pass out front, and DeMaster takes a three short, and the long rebound comes to Williams for Northwest. One on three break, wisely pulls up. Will dribble to the top of the key. Now through the lane. Hooks the pass into the right corner. Sullivan with the three. Too hard. Northwest yet to hit a three in the game. Allen goes to Hobbs. Hobbs to the top of the key for the Riverhawks. To the free throw line. Center step drive through the lane. Off the glass. Won't go. Fight for the board inside. And is controlled by Williams for Northwest. Allen Wallace. Wallace right to left. Into the left corner for Sullivan. Has to go after it. Pass a little bit overthrown. Now trying to go out front. Pass knocked out of bounds in front of the Bearcat bench as Hobbs knocks it out. Pass intended for Wallace. Kyle Slake into the game. Kozad goes to the sideline for Northwest. And Northwest down by 9, 50-41. They trail by 20 in the first half. Wallace to Williams between the circles. Top the key. Now drives the lane to the bucket and a whistle and a foul. As he went driving. This one to go on Northeastern State. Ethan Anderson, I believe, will get called. That'll be his first, team second. Northwest inbound, baseline right. Wallace looks to inbound, just to the right of the bucket. Gets the inbound off the bounce pass, intent for Slick, knocked out of bounds by Schneider for Northeastern State. So Northwest again will try to inbound with 15:46 left in the game. Wallace with the inbound right corner, Williams brings it out front for Kirker, looks left side Sullivan. Now to the left wing, Wallace. Wallace to the free throw line with the dribble. Fadeaway jumper by Matt. Rims out. Rebound Slake. The put back and a whistle. Slake went up with the shot. Foul coming up on Northeastern State. And this will go on Brighton Hobbs. And that will be number three on Hobbs. That's a big foul as well. So the top two players really in Northeastern State's lineup, Bransford and Hobbs, both on the bench right now with three fouls. Slake at the line. Shooting two. First one good. Kyle. Perfect at the line, 3 of 3 tonight.
Hobbs doing what he can to try to avoid Coach Gibson as well. He didn't want to have to hear about that, but he is.
Hard to avoid the coach when the coach wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
Slake hits the second free throw. Northwest within 7. Across the timeline, Anderson into a double team. Now that trap looks on the left and gets the pass for Christian Mack, who checked in for Hobbs. Off the right side is Shepard. Bounce pass and a whistle and a foul. Intended for Sullivan, came away with it. They're trying to go low for DeMaster and a foul coming up on Alex Sullivan. Sullivan had the steal, but he picks up the foul. Against Tyler Funk off the bench and into the ball game. So now Northeastern State will inbound off the baseline right. Northwest trailing 50-43. Mack trying to get the inbound and doesn't get it. Five count coming up, and Northwest Missouri State will get the ball. Good defense off that inbound pass.
Yeah, we're seeing Northeastern State now look like a basketball team. I mean, through first 10, 15 minutes of this ball game, they were just knocking everything down. Everything seemed to be going their way. Couldn't do anything wrong. Now we're starting to see some of those mistakes.
Cats have cut it to 7 off the right side. Kirker to the baseline. The runner is good off the left side. Connor Kirker with the career high now at 9 points, and it's a 50-45 game. Northwest has cut what was a 20-point lead down to, or deficit down to 5. On the left side, DeMaster drives. Shot is good. Landon DeMaster driving as Northwest tried to trap out front. Gets the bucket off the baseline left. It's a 52-45 game. Northeastern State in front of Northwest. Wallace to the right side. Finds Kirker to the free throw line and runner inside the line. Hits it and a foul. Connor Kirker might be having a coming out party tonight as well. Kirker gets it to fall. He goes into double figures with 11. Foul from behind. And he'll get a chance to come to the free throw line to make it a 3-point trip down the floor when we come back after a timeout. Northeastern State 52, Northwest 47. We'll be back right after this 1-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest trailing Northeastern State 52-47. They've never led in this game. Connor Crooker going to the free throw line as he is fouled before the timeout. Knocked down the jumper from 14 feet in front of the in the lane, and now he goes to the line with the left-handed free throw opportunity here and knocks it down. 12 points for Kirker. Northwest Missouri State point within 4. Half-court pressure for Northwest. Shepard lobs it into the front court, gets it to DeMasters. Now between the circles with it is Mack. Dribbles left side on Tyler Funk. Bounce pass out front left for Snyder. Snyder pulls up. Guarded by Slake, between the circles, finds Mack with 15 on the shot clock. 14:22 left in the game. Anderson spins right side. Now in the double team, kicks it high post right for Snyder. They look left side. Mac wants the three over Funk. Takes a high bounce off the rim. Rebound pulled away inside by Anderson. Kicks it out front. Shepard. Now right side. A three. A fadeaway is good by Ethan Anderson. And that's his second of the game. Makes it a 55-48 Northeastern State lead. Into the front court. Wallace. Right side for Williams. Back to Wallace left side. Takes it top of the key. Pulls up at the free throw line. Cross court left for Funk. Sets up. He'll take a three and misses too hard. Slate trying to fight for the rebound inside. And it is controlled by Northeastern State. Mack will go across the timeline left. Looks right side for Shepard. Now trailing on the play was Anderson. Had to leap up, bring down the pass. And will hand off to Mack. Mack out front. Looks right side. Marcus Shepard. Filling on to Bryson Williams. Goes cross court, throws it away. Wanted to go to Mack. It was down around his ankles. Mack couldn't hold on to it. Goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest. Cats trailing 55-48. They've never led in this game. Trailed by as many as 20. Came back and been as close as 4. Right now, 55-48 contest, Northwest down. Wallace walks in into the front court off the right side. Looks right, finds Crooker on the wing. Out of Wallace between the circles, back to Crooker right side. Trying to work a screen by Slake, brings it out front. Wallace left side for Williams through the lane with the jump stop. Up with it, and it's short. Rebound, Slake, off the glass, in good. Ball was short, Slake was falling on the play, got it and put it in. And it's a 5-point game, Northwest down 55-50. 12:54 left in the game, out of half-court pressure. Right side is to Masters. Out of Mack between the circles, looks left side for Shepard. Guarded by Funk. Between the circles, gets it to Anderson. Now to Mack, who tosses away, picking up the pass, stepping in front of it was Crooker for Northwest. Dribbles to the top of the key, through the lane, kicks it left corner, finds Williams. Williams now drives to the bucket, bounce pass low, intended for Slake, couldn't hold on to it. Ricochets out of bounds off of Marcus Shepard, and the Cats will have it. It's still inbound underneath their own bucket. Brighton Hobbs into the ball game, and also Jermaine Bransford, both set for a few minutes with three fouls each.
You got to go after those guys, both of them, on the offensive end. You got to go after them, see if you can get one or both of them to pick up a fourth foul this early in the second half.
Wallace with it out of the inbound, out between the circles. Dribbles left side, into the left corner for Crooker. Out of Wallace left side. Drives the lane with the bucket, blocked away by Shepard, and is picked up by Hobbs on the break. Hobbs pulls up free throw line left. Now drives the lane. Runner on the way, too hard. Rebound fought out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest off of the master. And the Cats will go the other way. When you talk about having to go after Hobbs and Bransford, really out of that guard spot, Matt, there's quite a bit of drop-off. And when Hobbs goes to the sideline, they don't have near the type of ball handlers that Hobbs is.
Well, that's why you're seeing them back in the ball game with 12 minutes to go and three fouls.
Cast down by 5, 55-50. Wallace off the right side, top of the key for Crooker. Looks on the left side, Williams. Williams getting a screen by Slake. Now brings it to Wallace off the right side. Left-handed dribble, looks right wing. Finds Crooker. He'll take a three. Got it. Nothing but net off the right side. Connor Crooker knocks down his first three of the game. 15 points total, and it's a 55-53 game. Northwest is pulled to within two with 11:35 left. Hobbs into the front court off the left side. Met by Funk. Bounce pass on the left for Shepard. Shepard out front, left side, Anderson. Cross court right for Hobbs. Hobbs finds Shepard inside the arc, takes the jumper out front, whistle and a foul coming up.
Yeah, Bryson Williams tried to put his hand in the face, but actually hit him in the forehead with the palm of his hand.
Picks up his third foul, and this will send Marcus Shepard to the free throw line. Shepard a 61% shooter on the year from there.
And Shepard getting a word from the officials because he's running his mouth to Williams.
Marcus Shepard shooting two.
Has two free throws coming his way. And Northwest is pulled within two, the closest they've been since the start of the game. Free throw off the front of the rim by Shepard. Kozad and Haley in. Williams and Slate to the sideline for Northwest. 55-53. Northwest trailing. They were down by as many as 20 in the first half. Free throw on the way by Shepard. High bounce, rims out, rebound. Intended for Haley. Will go. Or Haley tried to come down with the rebound, couldn't hold on to it. It goes out of bounds. And Haley, unfortunately, really not wasn't contested that much either. So Northeastern State one back. Quick inbound to the right corner goes Anderson. Misses the three attempt, but a rebound tapped out front, picked up by Hobbs. 11-12 left in the game. Off the right side with the bounce pass to Bransford. Bransford out front for Hobbs, guarded by Funk. Gets a pick. Takes the jumper on the left side. A 3-2 hard rebound as Kozak comes away with it. A foul. And this one is going to go on Bransford. And that is number 4 on Bransford. And that is not a smart foul by Jermaine Bransford.
No, he was falling away from the play, just kind of swatting at the basketball, trying to make something happen. And, you know, it's an aggressive play early in the game with no fouls. But with 3 fouls, with 11 minutes to play, not a good idea.
Well, we'll get Zach Jones into the game for the first time. A 6'6 senior out of Memphis, Tennessee for Northeastern State. Takes the place of Bransford. 55-53. Northwest with a chance to tie or take the lead this trip down. Out to the top of the key, Wallace. Dribbles right side. Now to Kirker. Left side for Haley on the wing. Gets a screen by Cosette. Out to the free throw line. Brings it to Wallace. 16 on the shot clock. Wallace cross court left side for Haley. Haley to the top of the key, to the free throw line, back to Wallace. Wallace down the lane, a little runner, up and banks it, and it rolls in and out. Rebound fought for, tip goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Northeastern State as Cozad and Jones fought for the rebound. Still a two-point game. Northwest down 55-53, 10:28 left in the half. Brighton Hobbs, the junior transfer out of St. Louis, to take it across the timeline on Funk into a trap. Goes out front right side, is to Masters. Now to Hobbs on the left. Between the circles for Anderson. Looks right side to Masters. Cross court left side, Shepherd. On the left wing is Zach Jones. Jones holds on to it, hands off the ball, and will give it to Anderson. Anderson to the top of the key. Between the circles finds Hobbs. Shot clock's at 5. Lobs it into the left corner. With it is Anderson. With 2 on the shot clock. With 1 on the shot clock. Fade away. Hits the back of the rim. Rebound to Wallace, who blocked out well. Here comes Northwest on the break. Across the timeline. Right side for Kirker. Kirker bounce pass to Cozad. In lane. Takes it. Whistle. And the foul coming up on the floor. This will go on Zach Jones. Posting up inside with Cozad. That'll be his first foul. And a break in the action. 9:43 left in the game. It's Northeastern State 55, Northwest 53. Bearcat fans coming to their feet applauding the Bearcats as they go into the timeout here. We'll be back right after this. 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
The City of Maryville announced the Transportation Enhancement Committee and the Missouri Department of Transportation have awarded $240,000 toward pedestrian improvements along the 4th Street corridor. TE funds are federal funds available to local public agencies for transportation-related projects, including but not limited to the construction of sidewalks, trails, and bike lanes, landscaping, and to make the ADA improvements to existing sidewalks. Final design on the project is expected to be completed by May.
9:43 left in the game. Northwest has fought back from a 20-point deficit to trail by 2, 55-53. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. It's Northwest and Northeastern State. First time these two teams have met in MIAA play. They met a couple of times in non-conference action, but that's the time counting in the conference race, and the Bearcats trying to come back in this matchup with the Riverhawks, who have won 4 straight coming into tonight. Inbound goes to Cozad and brings it to Wallace out between the circles. High post right side for Cozad. Between the circles, Funk. Now to Wallace, left side. Goes low post left for Cozad. Trying to post up for Snyder. Spins in the lane. Little hook with the right side. Short. Rebound in the lane. Hobbs for Northeastern State. Cast down by 2. Riverhawks with it. Right side, John Miller checked in during the timeout. Goes low right for DeMasters. Picked up by Funk. Trying to post up. Brings it out front for Miller. Goes cross court left, Hobbs. Now on the left wing. Now low post for Snyder. Tip goes out of bounds. Tried to go with a pass into the left corner and get it to Anderson. Tip, and it will belong to Northeastern State. Northwest down 55-53. 9:10 left in the game. Brighton Hobbs goes cross court right side to Masters. To Masters to the top of the key. Looks to Hobbs out between the circles. Back pedals with the dribble, guarded by Alex Sullivan, who checked in during that last stoppage of play, to the baseline, and it's thrown away as Hobbs drives to the baseline, forced to the baseline, picked up in Northwest with a Wallace on the break right side for Sullivan. Sullivan to the baseline right. Pulls up, bounce pass high, right side for Cozad. Now to Sullivan on the wing. Out to Wallace. Again, the Cats with a chance to tie or take the lead. 8:40 left in the game. Wallace dribbling out near midcourt, picked up by Hobbs. And spins and a reach around foul. And again, not a very smart foul. Hobbs picking up his fourth foul way out front, away from anything that could really take place there. And that's number four on Hobbs.
Well, Coach Gibson taking the chance of getting his two top players out there, both with three fouls, and now both of them with four fouls, and still 8.5 minutes to play.
Christian Mack into the game, 6'1", a senior of Anaheim, California, taking over that point duties. And Mack's had a little bit of a problem from time to time out there. And at the free throw line, Wallace knocks down the first free throw. Wallace now with 3 points. It's a one-point game. Northwest down 55-54. Northwest at the end of the half only had two turnovers. They've done a very good job taking care of the basketball tonight. And Northeastern State really has done pretty well in that aspect as well. Second free throw is good by Wallace. Ties it up at 55. So Northwest have come back from a 20-point deficit to tie it up with 8:30 left in the game. On the right side, Schneider. Now to Mack between the circles. Looks to Miller on the left wing. To the top of the key, Anderson. Guarded by Funk. Dribbles left side to the wing. Out front, Miller. Back to Anderson. Into the left corner, Mack. Christian Mack with the dribble. Will take it out near midcourt once again. Cross court right side for Anderson. Anderson spinning on Funk. Free throw line. Right side, Schneider wants the jumper over. Cozad well short. Underneath the bucket. Rebound Northwest and Bryson Williams as he takes the air ball. Into the front court left side. Wallace, Northwest with the first time since this game started a chance to take the lead. Out top of the key. Bounce pass to the top. It goes to Williams. Down the lane right. Drives. Finds Cozad cutting through the lane. Misses the shot inside. Fight for the board. Out of bounds. And a block to Northeastern State. Game tied up at 55 with 7:42 left. It's a battle for second place in the MIAA. Northwest a half game behind Northeastern State in the standings. Into the front court, left side, Ethan Anderson. Back between the circles and a timeout by Northeastern coach Larry Gibson. We'll take a break as well. We're tied up at 55. Northwest and Northeastern State. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com. For Northwest, they've tied this game up as they've tied Northeastern State at 55. Cats right now on a 7-0 run over the last 5:27. And for Northeastern State, they've gone 0-5 from the field.
I got to be completely honest with you. I don't think Northwest is doing a lot different. They're getting Northeastern State into situations where Northeastern kind of has to force shots and do some things that are a little out of the ordinary. Well, in the first half, those shots were going down, and it was just working for Northeastern State. Now they're making mistakes in those situations, and Northwest has been able to take advantage of the other end to fight their way back into it. So it's going to be a tough last 7.5 minutes, but I think right now Northwest has an advantage when we talk about the two top players for Northeastern State being in foul trouble with four apiece.
And that being Jermaine Bransford, averages 16 points a game. This week's MIAA Player of the Week. He had a double-double in 9 of his last 12 games. He's on the bench right now with 4 fouls, and their guard out front, Brighton Hobbs, also setting with 4 fouls. And for Hobbs, that's 17 points out of their lineup on the bench. Into the front court, left side, Mack goes on the left wing for DeMasters. Guarded by Williams, bounce pass left, and gets it to Christian Mack. Out between the circles, looks on the right side for Anderson. Bobs it low right for Schneider, trying to post up with Cozad. Into the lane, ball fake, up with a shot, off the glass, and good. Schneider knocks it down. And a two-point Northeastern State lead, 57-55, with 7:05 left in the game. Wallace out to the top of the key. Dribbles right side, gives it to Sullivan on the wing. Sullivan with the dribble to the top, bounce pass, low left for Cozad. Cozad, left of the lane, takes it into lane, spins on Schneider, leans in, up with a shot, rattles around and in. Grant Cozad got it to fall, and he ties a career high with 17. It's a 57-57 game, Northwest and Northeastern State. Anderson in the front court left side into that half court trap. Throws it away. Picked up by Cricker for Northwest. He dribbles through a double team, knocked to the floor, and this will send, will send Cricker to the line to shoot a 1-1 opportunity. That's the ninth team foul on Northeastern State. Anderson will pick up his second foul. Chance for the Bearcats to take the lead for the first time this evening as the freshman Connor Cricker goes to the free throw line. Left-handed free throw shooter. Seitz shoots and hits as it hits the front of the rim, the backboard, and then drops in. 16 points for Cricker. He's 3 of 3 at the free throw line. 9 of 9 on the season at the line, and his second one is good. And Northwest with the lead 59-57, their first lead of the game. Into that half-court trap, Mack has the ball knocked out of bounds, and will belong to Northwest. Mack has really struggled out of that trap. Ethan Anderson will inbound in front of the scorer's table for Northeastern State. Gets the inbound into the backcourt for Mack. Then with the trap, leaps up and gets the pass into the front court. Left side for Miller. John Miller goes cross-court right side with it on the wing to Masters. Scoops the handoff. Finds Anderson out front right. Bounce pass low right for DeMasters. Posting up into a double team and a whistle coming up. Kozad came over on the help side with that double team with Williams as DeMaster went up with a shot. And Grant Kozad will pick up his third foul. Northwest in front by 2, 59-57, their first lead of the game. Kyle Slate comes into the game and Kozad will go to the sideline. So Northwest will inbound baseline right as Christian Mack will trigger it in. Scoops the layup, and it's knocked away inside by Sullivan and picked up by Wallace for Northwest. Caps with it off the turnover on the inbound. Left side it goes to Cricker into the left corner for Sullivan. Tries to drive the baseline, as he does. Whistle. And it will go right back to Northeastern State. And Sullivan stepped on the sideline trying to make a move to the bucket. So Northwest up by 2, 59-57, 6:04 left in the game. Caps coming back from a 20-point deficit to take the lead. Into the front court, Snyder for Northeastern State. Hands off to Kristen Mack as the Riverhawks set up their offense. Looks on the left side with the pass for Anderson. Now front to Masters. He's guarded by Williams. Bounce pass left for Mack. And whistle inside and a foul. Slake and the Masters trying to post up inside off the left. And also Bryson Williams in that same area. And that's a big foul for Northwest as Williams picks up his fourth foul. And he's probably playing one of his best games of the season. Tyler Funk comes into the ball game. And Williams will go to the sideline.
There's a few players for Northwest you could probably make that comment about tonight.
Yeah, Kozak, Cricker, Williams. Now the inbound for Mack. And tries to get the inbound. Just does as they get the inbound left side. They've had trouble with that inbound play. It goes up to Miller. Miller between the circles for Mack. Cats up 59-57. Back to Miller. A three on the left side. Nothing but net over Cricker. Miller with his second three of the game. And it's a one-point Northeastern State lead, 60-59. 5.5 minutes left in the game. Sullivan on the left side for Northwest. Pulls up out of a double team, knocked out of his hands. It's picked up by Anderson. On the break, it goes to Mack. Mack bounce pass. Head knocked loose by Funk inside. Whistle and a foul coming up.
Wallace and Funk kind of collided right as the basketball got there. And Wallace, well, both of them. I think they may have knocked head because both of them are a little bit, or maybe even knees.
Yeah, it looks like
because Funk is hobbling. Wallace is just now getting up off the floor.
And for Funk, he picks up his third foul. Slake will go to the sideline. Kozad back in for Northwest. Northwest down by one, 60-59. Landon DeMaster is going to the free throw line. He is 6 of 6 at the free throw line tonight.
Funk still trying to flex that knee and that leg, and that's an area on the floor that Northwest, if they had another injury, really starts to get thin.
DeMasters, a 78% shooter on the year at the line. A very good Northeastern State free throw shooting team, and he knocks down the first free throw. He has 15 points. He averages 7 a game. 61-59, Northeastern State. Second free throw rims around and out. His first miss at the line tonight. Rebound for Northwest. Funk will give it to Wallace. Across midcourt right side. Wallace looks on the right wing, finds Sullivan. Guarded by John Miller. Dribble stop the key. Cross court left for Cricker. Cricker at the top. Looks right side for Wallace. Wallace into the lane. Spins. Goes up with a little right-hander push shot. Won't go. And the rebound inside. Underneath the bucket goes to Mack and Northeastern State. On the break. Left side Miller. Miller drives to the baseline. Cut off by Wallace. And gets it left side for Mack. Out between the circles for Ethan Anderson. Looks right side for Miller. Low post right side, Schneider posting up for Corzette. Spins right side off the glass and good. Strong move to the bucket by John Schneider. And a 63-59 lead for Northeastern State. Northwest head coach Ben McCollum wants a timeout. 4:36 left in the game. Northwest trailing 63-59. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
63-59, Northeastern State with the lead over Northwest. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Welcome back, Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Northwest trailing 63-59. They had a 59-57 lead for their first lead of the game just a few moments ago. Since then, Northeastern State's gone on a 6-0 run. Off the left side, Bryson Williams back into the ball game, playing with four fouls. Takes it to the top of the key. Looks right side for Wallace. Wallace out front. Looks right side with nine on the shot clock. Finds Sullivan and throws it away. Sullivan went out front. Wanted to go with a pass to either Wallace or Williams. It goes between the two and out of bounds, and the turnover will give it to Northeastern State. Breaking the action, 4:07 left. It's Northeastern State 63, Northwest 59. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
4:07 left of the game. Northwest trailing Northeastern State 63-59. Turnover by Northwest will send the ball to Northeastern State. Coming out of the timeout, net for Northwest, just their seventh turnover of the game, but kind of a costly one there with 4:07 left.
Yeah, that was another one of those unforced turnovers. You just had two players and the ball probably exactly halfway between the two, so neither of the two knew which was going to go for it.
Gets the pass in the front court to Anderson. Now for left side, Miller to Schneider to Mack between the circles. Right side on the wing, Anderson for Northeastern State. Low right side for DeMasters and a foul from behind. They're going to get this one on Kozad. It looked from my angle like that, DeMasters may have slipped just a little bit, but Kozad will get called for the foul. That'll be number four on Grant Kozad.
DeMasters hasn't been able to control his feet for a little while.
6'4 sophomore out of Van Alstyne, Texas, goes to the line. Chance to increase the Riverhawks lead. Free throw is good. He's got 16 points.
And the official making it worse because he's worn now Coach McCollum, because Coach McCollum was disagreeing with what looked to be a pretty iffy call.
Masters' second free throw is good. Now 65-59 lead for Northeastern State. Northeastern State now on an 8-0 run over the last 146 after Northwest had taken a 59-57 lead. Out front, left side, Williams. Cats could use a bucket this trip down. Williams on the left goes to Wallace. Wallace on the left wing to the top of the key. Kicks it out front for Sullivan. Left side, Williams. Williams takes a jumper out front, rims out. Rebound chased down by Sullivan for Northwest. Now to Williams on the left side. 3:26 left in the game. Northwest down 65-59. Williams through the lane. Kicks it back out front. Chased down by Kirker. Kirker on the right side to the free throw line and a reach in. Coming up, this will be on Mack for Northeastern State. Kristen Mack will pick up his third foul. 10th team foul on the Riverhawks, so Northwest will get two at the free throw line. Rather, I guess just the 9th team foul. So Kirker at the line to shoot a 1-1 opportunity. Again, he's not only perfect on the night at the line, perfect at, on the season at the free throw line, and remains that way as he knocks down another free throw. And he has 18 points. Each point he makes sets a new career high for him. Northwest down by 5, 65-60. Second free throw on the way, nothing but net.
Into the ballgame for the Riverhawks, 3,
Hobbs. Hobbs into the game, and Mack will go to the sideline for Northeastern State. Northwest down by 4 with 3:16 left. Brighton Hobbs averaging 17 points a game back into the lineup. And he's playing with four fouls. He's picked up in the backcourt by Sullivan as Northwest playing some full-court pressure. Into the front court right for Anderson. On the right wing, Schneider out front for Hobbs near the timeline. Man-to-man defense out of Northwest. Hobbs with the dribble between the circles. Looks right side. Miller, three on the way. Rims around out. Rebound Sullivan for Northwest. Cats with a chance to cut into the four-point deficit with 2:52 left. Between the circles, Wallace holds on to the ball. As Hobbs picks him up, he's tried to go one-on-one with Hobbs out front. Now they go to Williams as he breaks out of the pack through the lane, down the lane off the left side, off the glass, and it rolls in and out. He'll go to the line, though, to shoot some free throws as he is fouled by Ethan Anderson. That ball just hung on the rim for the longest of time, then rolled out. At the free throw line to shoot two, Bryston Williams. Bryston 7 of 9 at the line. Nyes the bucket, free throw on the way, good. 14 points for Williams. Jermaine Bransford back into the ball game for Northeastern State as Schneider goes to the sideline. Bransford also playing with four fouls. 2:40 left, second free throw on the way by Williams. Rims around, out, rebound, tap goes out of bounds. It's off of Cozad, it will belong to Northeastern State. 65-62, Northwest trails Northeastern State. 2:35 left. Into the front court, Hobbs off the right side. Hobbs to the top of the key. Looks on the left side. Gets it to Anderson. Back to Hobbs. Drives to the baseline. Underneath the bucket. Layup is up. Rolls out. And a foul. And this will get Brighton Hobbs to the free throw line. Will Endy to make the call. And Sullivan picks up the foul. That'll be number 4 on Northwest. So the Cats have Cozad on the floor playing with 4 fouls. Sullivan also with 4 fouls. And Williams with 4 fouls. So key players for both of these teams in some foul trouble as Hobbs goes to the line, knocks down the free throw. He has 8 points, averages 17 a game, 66-62. The Riverhawks in front of Northwest. Second free throw is good.
Coming in for the Riverhawks, number 30.
Now they're going to get trying to make an offensive-defensive switch so as not to get the big two with their fifth foul.
Mack back into the ballgame. Hobbs to the sideline. Bransford to the sideline. It's Snyder back in for the Riverhawks. Wallace out front. Goes left side for Kirker. On the left wing for Williams. Williams through the lane into the right corner for Sullivan. Sullivan steps back. Open on the wing. Takes to three. Misses too hard. And the rebound pulled away by Anderson for Northwest. Sullivan's been held scoreless tonight. 67-62. Northwest trails with 2 minutes left in the game. Cats had taken a brief 2-point lead in this half after coming back from 20 down in the first half. Driving the lane left side, Anderson misses. Kirker coming up with a rebound and whistle coming up and a foul. Good job on the defense by Kirker, and then he was in position to come down with the board. And the foul goes on Ethan Anderson, who picks up his fourth foul. Kirker will go to the other end to shoot free throws. Hobbs in. It takes the place of Mack.
Looks like Mack might be cramping up a little bit here.
For the Bearcats, Hunter Kirker is shooting two.
Kirker back to the free throw line, trying to draw Northwest back in this one. Northwest down 67-62. Free throw by Kirker is good.
Coming in for the Riverhawks, 21, Jermaine Bransford.
And he's 7 of 7 at the line. Bransford back into the ballgame as Snyder goes to the sideline for the Riverhawks. 67-63, Northwest trails. Second free throw is good by the freshman. Northwest wants a timeout, 67-64. The Bearcats down with 1:54 left in the game. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Well, we saw a close one in the first game tonight as the Northwest women defeated Northeastern State 67-64. It's a 67-64 game right now, only Northeastern State in front of Northwest, and the Riverhawks will have the ball with 1:54 left in the game. Inbound comes to Hobbs for Northeastern State. He'll be manned in the backcourt by Matt Wallace. Now is trapped as he takes it in the front court, gets the pass off the right side for Bransford. Now to Hobbs. 1:42 left. 22 seconds on the shot clock. Out front left for DeMasters. He's guarded by Williams. Hands off on the left side. Anderson between the circles. Looks cross court right side. Hobbs. 12 on the shot clock. Out front. Hobbs. Looks at baseline left to Masters. Inside the arc. Takes the jumper and it's good. A big jumper from 17 off the left side by Landon Masters. DeMasters knocks it down and it's a 69-64 lead for Northeastern State. Across the timeline goes Matt Wallace for Northwest. Dribbles right side. Pulls up. Looks on the right wing, Sullivan, now to Wallace. Wallace through the lane, left side for Kirker, sets up on the wing, wants the three, rims around and out, rebound on the floor, it's John Miller with the board. And Bearcat fans think it might have been a hold inside, trying to fight for that rebound. Into the front court, Hobbs, into the front court, goes right side, finds Anderson, who's fouled out front, stopping the clock with 52.9 seconds left. Wallace will pick up the foul, it's his second, 10th team foul, and at the free throw line to shoot two for Northeastern State is Ethan Anderson. And Anderson's a guy you don't want at the line, an 86% shooter from there.
There really isn't one for Northeastern State you want at the line. It's a bad situation to be in for Northwest.
And he misses the free throw, fortunately, though. That's just his fifth miss at the line this season. Goes back, eyes the bucket, free throw, rattles out, misses both. And Northwest Missouri State will get it. Kozak gives it to Williams. Into the front court. Down the lane, right side. Drives to the bucket, lays it up, and then a foul! Bryson Williams went down the lane, draws the foul, hits the layup, and a chance at a three-point trip down the floor as Ethan Anderson picks up foul number five, and he'll go to the sideline with 45.5 seconds left. It's a three-point game. Northwest trailing 69-66. But Bryson Williams at the line to try to draw them a little bit closer.
Coming in for the Riverhawks, 42, Christian Mack.
Christian Mack back into the ball game for Northeastern State in place of Ethan Anderson. Williams at the line. Spins the ball, eyes the bucket. Free throw on the way and good. Nothing but net. And Northwest within two, 69-67. Timeout Northwest with 45.5 seconds left in the game. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allow students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
45.5 seconds left in the game. Northwest down by 2, 69-67. Mac Order, I'm John Coffey. Northwest coming back from a 20-point deficit in the first half. They had a brief lead of 59-57 here in the second half, down by two right now. Inbound comes to Hobbs, being pressured by Wallace. Dribbles right side into a double team and a long pass underneath the bucket for Bransford. Bransford up with it off the right side and knocks it down off the glass. Bransford gets the bucket. That's a big bucket for Northeastern State. It's a 71-67 lead for Northeastern State with 35.1 seconds left. Breaking the action, and we'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com. 71-67, Northeastern State in front of Northwest. The Bearcats will have the ball and take it the length of the floor with 35.1 seconds left in the game.
Yeah, during that break, they tried to get Shepard to check in, but he didn't get all the way to the midcourt where you need to check into the ball game, so he couldn't come in.
Inbound goes to Williams, hustles down the floor through the lane, drives, dishes low right side, but stepping in front of the pass is Bransford. They try to get it to Kozad, and a foul. Williams will commit the foul as Bransford steps in front of that pass. And the foul goes on Bryson Williams. That'll be number five on Bryson. He'll go to the sideline with 27.2 seconds left. And Jermaine Bransford goes to the free throw line. He's an 86% shooter on the year from there. He's one of one from the charity stripe tonight. Lyle Harris into the game. Saw some time in the first half as Williams goes to the sideline. 27.2 seconds left. Northwest Missouri State trailing 71-67. Bransford shooting two. First one good. And the Cats playing this game without Dylan Starzl, out with a knee injury from Saturday afternoon's game at Central Missouri. Second free throw on the way. This is too hard, and the rebound comes down to Kozad with 24 seconds left. Kirker into the left corner for Wallace. Buys the baseline. Into the right corner, Sullivan sets up, wants the three, and hits the three. Alex Sullivan, his first bucket of the game, makes it a two-point contest with 17.2 seconds left as Sullivan drains the three from the right corner. And we got a timeout. 17.2 seconds left. Northwest down by two. 72-70, back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsen, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
17.2 seconds left, 72-70. Northeastern State holding on to the two-point lead. Alex Sullivan draining a three from the right corner, bringing Northwest to within two as this game going right down to the wire.
Well, the Cats have gotten some key misses at the free throw line from a team that doesn't miss a lot at the free throw line, but you'd have to think that that's not going to last. Hopefully the Cats can pick up a steal here because, you know, with 17 seconds to go, you send Northeastern State to the free throw line, they got a chance to make it a two-possession game with, you know, 10 to 15 seconds or so on the clock.
Funk, Harris, Sullivan, Wallace, and Kirker on the floor for Northwest. They go into full court pressure as Landon DeMasters gets set to inbound as Northeastern State has to go the full length of the floor. The inbound comes to Hobbs. Hobbs into the backcourt out of a triple team, and a whistle coming up here. No. And going to call
the official thought Northwest called a timeout. Northwest doesn't have any timeouts.
Right. And they didn't have the ball.
The official said it's his mistake.
And that's unfortunate. They had a triple team around Hobbs underneath the Northwest bucket when that whistle came.
Mac wants them to call a technical foul, but it was the official that made the mistake, not Northwest. That can't be a technical foul.
So now Northeastern State with a chance to try to inbound again. Now, one thing, too, Mike, check on the clock. It's at 13.9 seconds left. And now the Riverhawks will inbound. As Landon DeMasters gets set to inbound once again. Gets the inbound to Mack in the left corner. Out of a triple team. Gets it to Hobbs. Hobbs is fouled now in the backcourt. Kirker commits the foul, stopping the clock at 10.3 seconds left. And this will get White and Hobbs to the free throw line. Kirker picking up his second foul. 72-70, Northwest trails. Hobbs at the line, an 82% shooter this year. First of two on the way, and it rattles out.
Unbelievable how many big free throws they have missed tonight.
And they're the top free throw shooting team in the MIAA, coming in at 79.3% from the line this season. Hobbs with another opportunity. Cats down by two. 72-70. 10.3 seconds. That second free throw rims out. Rebound to Funk, and here comes Northwest. Kirker into the front court off the right side. Through the lane. To the bucket. Lays it up and in. It'll foul.
The freshman's going to have his biggest moment as a Bearcat here in a second.
Went driving down the lane off the left side. Put it up with the left hand and was fouled. Landon DeMasters commits the foul. This game is tied up at 72. And Crooker has not missed a free throw all season long. Goes to the free throw line with 4.4 seconds left and a chance to give the Bearcats the lead. Connor Crooker at the line. Sights, shoots, and hits. 73-72 Northwest. 4.4 seconds left and a timeout Northeastern State. Northwest was down by 20 in the first half. Fought their way back. Had a two-point lead in the second half at 59-57. Fell behind from there. They fought their way back again, and they have the one-point lead, 73-72, with 4.4 seconds left.
Boy, and you look at Northeastern State at the free throw line. It's got to be five missed free throws that they've had here in the last minute and a half, 2 minutes of this game that has set up this opportunity for Northwest to come back and get a win, possibly, if they can hang on for another four-plus seconds.
Good crowd on hand tonight, and they've seen a couple good ones. The Northwest women with that 67-64 win over Northeastern State, and the Bearcat men coming back from a huge deficit. Again, 4.4 seconds left. Northwest by one, 73-72.
They have missed five free throws total in the last 1 minute. Well, it's under a minute. Since 52 seconds on the clock, they have missed five free throws. That's Northeastern State.
The Masters will inbound for Northeastern State. Looking at some full court pressure here. Inbound comes left side for Mack. Mack at midcourt with 1 second left. On the left side, fade away at the buzzer. Off the left, and Northwest Missouri State will win it. What a comeback and what a game for the Bearcats. Northwest fans on their feet as Northwest playing shorthanded tonight with Dylan Starzl, their starting post player, out with a knee injury. And they fought against a very good Northeastern State team that had won four in a row coming into tonight's game. And they come from behind to win this one 73-72.
Wow, what an effort by the Cats. Absolutely great effort by Northwest.
And the final score, Northwest 73, Northeastern State 72. We'll be back to begin our postgame activities right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest's award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest with the win, 73-72 over Northeastern State. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. It's been a long time since Northwest has been here at Bearcat Arena, and Matt, fans, well worth the wait for them tonight. A doubleheader sweep of Northeastern State, the women winning 67-64, and the men with a 73-72 win and a down the stretch.
Yeah, a total of 4 points combined in victories, but, you know, that's what makes it more fun for the fans. Coaches probably won't tell you the same thing, but wins are wins, and they were both big wins and much-needed wins for Northwest tonight.
For the Northwest men, coming up with a victory shorthanded tonight, Dylan Starzl out there starting center, had that knee injury in the game against Central Missouri. So they had to really kind of change a lot of things on relatively short notice here, coming back and revamping the offense a little bit. And they had some players step up tonight and had career nights.
Yeah, and you need multiple players to do that, and that's exactly what happened, you know. And you also look at this game, we got so frustrated early on and in the first half that nothing could go wrong for Northeastern State. Well, that turned around, did a complete 180 in the second half, because nothing could go right in the last minute of the ball game for Northeastern State, and Northwest, to their credit, took advantage.
Northwest down by 20 in the first half, and you pointed out at that point, Matt, that Northwest just needed to kind of try to do something to get back in the ball game and cut it down to single digits. They were able to do that at halftime, trailing 37-46. And, again, fought their way to where they came back and had a brief two-point lead. It was a 59-57 game before Northeastern State came back and went on a 6-0 run at that point and regained the lead. But Northwest had to fight from behind really throughout most of this ball game, and they were able to make some clutch plays down the stretch.
Well, so many times you hear coaches talk about teams need to put themselves in position to win ball games, and even if you're not anywhere near that position during a game, you've got to figure out a way to get in position to win a ball game. And even though Northwest was down up until the last 4 seconds of the game and get that got that big free throw late, they had themselves in position to win the game and then went on to get it from there.
Got some offense out of some guys tonight that at times have shown that they can do some things offensively. Grant Kozad, 19 points. Connor Kirker, 24 points, a career high for him. He had his career high coming into tonight. Really, and granted, it's his freshman year, but it was 7 points. He had 24 tonight, including that last big play, driving down the lane to hit the layup, draw the foul, get to the free throw line to give Northwest the win. Bryson Williams, 17 points tonight. And one of the things you talked about, too, was it's good to see Bryson getting back to the free throw line multiple times during the game tonight.
Yeah, he ended up 9 of 12 at the free throw line, but just doing the things that get him to the line, even if he's not getting to the line, he's usually making positives out of that. That means he's getting in the paint and he's doing the work that he needs to do on the offensive end. And you know, we saw that a lot, especially last year out of Bryson, and we saw that again here tonight.
Key, too, obviously, Brighton Hobbs getting into foul trouble. He had to set more than he normally does. Hobbs, a guy that one of their leaders in scoring, averaging 17 points a game, he's held that tonight to just 9 points.
Yeah, and one of the things, too, with that foul trouble, not only do you have to sit a little bit more, but you can't be as aggressive either once you get back out onto the floor, because you don't want to pick up that fourth and or fifth foul to knock you out of the ball game, especially if there's a possibility you might see some overtime. So you just can't play as aggressive a basketball when you're in that deep of foul trouble.
Northwest also takes sole possession of second place as they were a half game behind the Northeastern State coming into tonight in the conference standings and able to get back into that second place spot.
Yeah, and still in great position because there's still a lot of home games to be played for this Northwest basketball team.
Bearcats with win improved 14-5, 7-3 in the MIAA. And for Missouri, or rather for Northeastern State, they fall to 14-5 and now 7-4 in conference play. We're back, have more for you on our post game, including the Extra Effort Award. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest President Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about the Northwest Madrileers representing Northwest at the 75th Annual Missouri Music Educator Association Conference.
What a real honor and privilege that was, the 75th Annual Missouri Music Educators Association Conference held down at Pantera, John, and it is unbelievable. If people have never been to a conference like that, they've got something like 1,400 teachers, students from middle school, high school, colleges. Only three universities were invited to perform this year, University of Missouri, Missouri State, and Northwest Missouri State University, led by Dr. Brian Lanier. A accompanied by Dr. Charles Adami. And our Madra leaders put on a performance, John. I was able to spend a little time with them before the performance. I saw their practice. And you visit with them, talk about their time down there. But then when they go on stage, the huge room is filled up. And the number of Bearcat alumni, by the way, was just overwhelming. I was stunned by a number of educators throughout this state that are Bearcats, that are bringing music education to our young men and women. And they are just so proud that the Madra Leaders nailed that performance. So very special opportunity to see our students in action.
And when you talk about Northwest alumni, I understand you've got a trip planned where you get a chance to talk with more alumni coming up.
You bet. And that's what it's all about. My wife, Denise, myself are headed to Florida, and we're going to be spending some time with friends, alumni, those that have high interest in Northwest. We'll have an alumni function down there. And, you know, it really gives us a chance to not just hear about the memories and what Northwest meant and still means to so many people, but really how they can help us.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest, Dr. John Jasinski.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State, with the win 73-72 as they come from behind to defeat Northeastern State tonight. Time now for our Extra Effort Award. And, Matt, it's kind of a tough one tonight because so many players stepped up, but one guy in particular, a freshman, Connor Crooker, came out and had his best game of his career here.
Absolutely. Led all scorers with 24 points. Was 9 of 9 at the free throw line. None of those bigger than the free throw with just over 4 seconds to play. You know, late in the Northwest getting misses from Northeastern State at the free throw line. Crooker's able to bring the ball down. He hits a layup, draws a foul, which, you know, it's almost a little bit unthinkable that that could happen. Ties the score with the layup, goes to the free throw line. Didn't look anything like a freshman on that free throw attempt, able to knock it down to give the Cats the one-point win tonight.
Connor Crooker, our Extra Effort Award winner, Northwest with the win, 73-72. And when we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713. The post-game interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest with the win 73-72 as they defeat Northeastern State. Time now to talk with the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. And, Coach, that's kind of what you had drawn up before the game, wasn't it?
Yeah, jeez. That was as bad. To start, it was as bad as it gets. You know, we just came out so flat. I think that's part of being home. I think we assume that we're just going to win at home, and that's not the case. You've still got to compete because there's really good basketball teams in this league. But I was excited about how we responded the second half.
And we came down by 20 at one point in the first half and really started to make a little bit of a comeback there in the first half where you were able to cut it to single digits by halftime. I really thought that was kind of a key to the game as well.
Yeah, no, that was huge. And you know, we went into halftime, and I told our guys, I said I had two pregame speeches prepared, and I used one beforehand, and it was, I don't remember what it was, about teamwork and stuff like that. And then at halftime, I gave my one that I was going to give, and it was about this philosophical. So, you know, this might be boring to other people. But I talked about, you know, how you're, when you're 5 and 6 years old, how everybody gets a trophy nowadays, and there's no, you know, there's no winner and losers, no one keeps scoring. And I said, you know, that's and they're trying to be positive, but they're actually doing kids a disservice. And it's not because you need to teach kids how to – it's not because you teach kids there's a winner and a loser. It's because you teach kids at a young age, how do you respond to losing? How do you respond to winning? And that's the thing that you can teach them at a young age. And I said, hey, guys, you know, you've got an opportunity to see if you can respond, to see if you can work that adversity muscle, we'll call it, and grow up a little bit, and we did, and that's awesome.
Playing shorthanded tonight, Dylan Starzl out with the knee injury from Saturday. You mentioned in the pregame that you thought Grant Kozad might be having a coming out party. He had a heck of a ball game, but he was kind of overshadowed a little bit by a freshman, Connor Crooker, tonight. He stepped out and had a heck of a ball game as well.
Yeah, I thought Grant was awesome. He came out of nowhere there. You know, I've been on him in practice, and to Connor, you just got to go be a player. Just go be a player. Just go play. Just go be a player. Stop, you know, stop trying to do what I tell you to do so much. you know, he kind of freed up in practice a little bit and kind of loosened up. And then, obviously, tonight he really loosened up. And, you know, he's going to be a good player. And you know, I don't think that it's fair to just expect that from him every game. You know, I think with freshmen, it takes a while, and they're inconsistent, and they have bad practices, and they have great practices, but you know, tonight was his great night, and you know, it was a special shot. That was unbelievable.
I think the thing you have to like about that, it really looked like he really wanted the ball in that situation to try to win it for you.
Yeah, I just call that great coaching. You know, I gave it to Connor. First I gave it to Lyle, and then I'm like, you know what? Let's try Lefty. Let's see if Lefty can go get us one. And that was unbelievable. That was an unbelievable play. Great, you know, just great pace, great tempo. He finished. I mean, and then he hit that free throw is what's really difficult. But how about that 2-3 zone that I played?
I know what I did.
We haven't played a single second of 2-3 zone in practice, and I called him in. I was like, hey, we're going zone. No, stay man, coach. No, we're going zone. They said, we never worked on it. I said, I don't care. You're playing zone. And just to kind of see if I could get a rise out of them. And, you know, we actually stopped them one time, and then the next time they got a layup, and the next time they got a wide open three. So we're not a zone team.
I did think the one thing, it kind of took them out of their rhythm a little bit, even when he went back to man, that they didn't seem to be running against the man defense quite as well as they did before he went to that.
Yeah, it's a way to be positive, John, but I don't think we took them out of a lot of rhythm in that first half. Now, the second half, I thought we competed and guarded the basketball. And, you know, they got a little gun-shy, too. And then, you know, they're 78% free throw shooting team. They missed a bunch. I mean, they helped us. But we'll take it. We've got to respond to this. You know, respond to wins just like you respond to losses and see if we can get one.
And you don't have a lot of time to celebrate here. You turn around, you've got a game Saturday afternoon, pretty big one coming up.
Yeah, huge. Emporia, you know, they're a very good basketball team, and we're going to have the same type of performance we had in the second half tomorrow. Saturday. So we're excited about that contest.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us, and congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Northwest with a 73-72 come from Ryan victory over Northeastern State tonight. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Want a few pointers? How about these three-pointers? Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio Network.
What a difference a few days make. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, after Saturday afternoon's losses at Central Missouri, teams are down and things, but you come back, get home, and come up with a couple exciting wins over your next opponent, Northeastern State.
Yeah, I tell you, it goes to show what a little bit of home cooking will do, I guess. You know, it's a little bit easier to have that extra oomph that you need when, A, you are at home. You're in front of your hometown crowd. You know, that obviously provides a little bit of a spark. You're not having to travel. But, you know, they were a little road weary on Saturday. You know, I think you've matched them up against Central here at Bearcat Arena, and you're probably going to get a different story than what we saw on Saturday. And I think that can be best explained by what we saw here tonight.
Northeastern State, their largest lead was 20 in this game. Northwest, their largest lead, 2. And they went by 1 here today. So.
Yeah, hey, that's the important thing. You don't have to have a huge lead. Nope. You just need to have the lead at the end.
73-72, the final. Looking at some of the quick totals here for the Northwest men. Again, 24 points by Connor Kirker to lead the team in scoring. Grant Kozad starting in place of Dylan Starzl tonight. Kozad ends up with 19 points to go along with 7 rebounds. Also 17 points for Bryson Williams, who went 9 of 12 at the free throw line for Northeastern State. Two players in double figures. Landon DeMasters with 19 points. He averages 7 a game, gets 19 tonight. And 17 points for Jermaine Bransford, right around his season average. Brighton Hobbs, though one of their leading scorers, held tonight to just 9 points. And you look at turnovers. Northwest turned the ball over only 8 times for the night, 14 for Northeastern State.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a big key in a game like this is taking care of the basketball. And, you know, Northwest was able to put Northeastern State, really 14 is not a terrible number for Northeastern State because Northwest did put them in some pretty bad positions, and they probably could have turned it over more.
Women's game, Northwest had to hold on to win that one. They were 67-64 winners over Northeastern State. They'd built up a big lead, but they had to hold on down the stretch and pick up the win.
Not a big surprise, you know, playing the number 3 team in the region. They're obviously going to battle. They're not going to go down lightly, and you know, there's a reason they've won as many games as they have, but Northwest getting a gritty victory tonight, which they needed. A
couple big ones coming up Saturday afternoon right back here at Bearcat Arena as Emporia State comes to town.
Absolutely, and it's a good thing that it's here because those are going to be two really tough battles for Northwest.
And game time for the women, 1:30, the men at 3:30. We'll have the broadcast of both games right here along the Bearcat Radio Network with our pregame at 1:10. So a couple of exciting ones here tonight at Bearcat Arena. Again, in the women's game, it was Northwest over Northeastern State 67-64 as the Northwest women improved to 11-7 and 5-5 in the conference. Northeastern State falls to 13-6 and 8-3 in the MIAA. And in the men's game, again, Northwest coming back from a 20-point deficit to win 73-72. The Northwest men improved to 14-5 and 7-3 in the conference. They take over possession of second place in the conference standings. Northeastern State falls to 14-5 and 7-4 and the MIAA. Thanks to Matt Gorder and also Todd Swetnam, I'm engineering the Bearcat Radio Network. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsent, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Carol Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.